Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in this in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. It is October the 12th, 2012, and of course, your live remix. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. Of course, you know, joining us live in the forum tonight is Brother Panic. He's actually going to be doing questions and answers and also talk about programming chakras in the dream world. So lots of things that we'll be covering here tonight as we get into the forum. I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It is so good to have you in the forum tonight. And to let you know, you can definitely come on over and take a seat in the chat room if you want to come over and chat with us. And so let me give you some directions on how to get here. If you don't know how to get here, just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and come on in. I just want to say welcome to everyone here. So just come in the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, you can actually sign up. Just click the sign up link at the very bottom. Sign up, come in, tell us who you are, and chat with the Remix family. They're going to make you feel welcome. And they're going to make you feel welcome and right at home. Or you can call in on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you can definitely come in and call us and get on the phone lines because we're going to be doing question and answer. All right, so I want to make sure you guys can hear me loud and clear. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I want to make sure you guys hear me loud and clear, and I'm sure that you will be able to in just a moment here. So we're going to do that as well. Also, here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to some music as we get ready to get into the share tonight before Brother Panic comes on. But I also want to invite you guys, if you didn't hear the show from last week, go back and download. Note you can download tonight's show. You can download any of the past shows that have been right here on the remix simply just by going to the remix homepage right here, or you can actually just go and download that from iTunes directly and download the show. You can definitely download it and listen to the show. Listen to the show. The Remix family is already getting started. And listen to the show. So, and that past show that was done about new energy that's coming in for the calendar year of 2013. Most of us already been moved into this energy, and we've been talking about it all year. So all you have to do is go back and download that show, and you can get that as well. So much going on here tonight, you guys, as we get ready to welcome Brother Panic. We're going to listen to a little bit of music and really not hesitate at all. We're going to get into the share and just get right to it. So the first thing we're going to do is hear a little bit of Baby Blue as we just kind of get things set up here, because I want to make sure everything is nice and clear.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
There it is. And don't forget, you guys, this month we will be doing a family show. So sometime during the month of October, we will be doing family night right here in the remix. So know that that's going to be going on. I do want to call your attention to a couple of things, part of the remix family, that things that are going on. And that is Dr. Yu of U360. He's been a guest on the remix forum. And the introduction that you guys love so much at the beginning is Dr. Yu as well. Dr. Yu is going to be doing a herbal medicine class. So for anybody who want to learn about herbs and you want to learn about healing through herbs, this is definitely a class that you want to take. It's going to be a one-day form. So all you have to do is go to u360.com. You can find out more information. It's going to be on October the 20th, and you can call Dr. Yu at 202-469-0264. And so I want to bring that to your attention. Lots of healing going on this month. This is a very, very powerful month, as we talked about earlier in the year, and lots of things are going to be going on, happening. You may even feel your energy a little strange at this particular time. That's not unusual for what's happening in the planet and what's going on all over. Not just mention that, but how you're interacting with all of that information. All of that information. Okay, you guys, so we're going to be listening to some music here and talking about all these other great things and all of things as we get to the share tonight. I'll talk about this before we close out and get you guys in everything we need to talk about tonight. I'm just really, really excited to have Brother Panic come on tonight. It's going to be right there. I know he's ready to get on and do what he does, so we're going to get into that. But first, we're going to be listening to a music selection here, and it's done by yours truly, Brother Panic. And I'm sure he's going to explain that. So sit back, relax, and listen. You're live in the remix with me, your host, Miss Blue.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, but then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I'm fighting for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm not sure anymore just how it happened before. The places that I knew were sunny and blue. I can feel it deep inside, this black nigger's pride. I have no fear when I say, and I said every day, every nigger is a star. Every nigga is a star. Who will deny that you and I, and every nigga is a star. I have walked the streets alone. 20 years I've been on my own. To be hated and despised, no one to sympathize. But there's one great thing I know. You can say I told you so. We've got a bright place in the sun, where there's love for everyone. And every nigga is a star. Every nigga is a star. That you and I, and every nigga is a star. 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 Thank you. We've got a bright place in the sun where there's love for everyone. And
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and tonight Brother Panic's going to be coming on doing Q&A, so get your questions ready. And also we're going to be talking about programming chakras for the dream world. So let's go ahead and get ready to welcome Brother Panic, and I want to welcome all of you to the forum tonight from all corners of the world who's listening here. And so let's go ahead and bring Brother Panic on the line.
Hello, hello.
Yes, peace, Brother Panic. You there?
Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I'm here. What's going on? It's been a while. What's up, Astar?
Yes.
La Blue Ink, Bo Hurdle, all the peoples of the remix, the peoples, the good peoples. How
yes,
do you
yes.
do? Do they have it? And, of course, a big hello to you, Mrs. Blue, Raspberry Wind. It's good to be in the remix after it's been some time, you know, been getting on with these classes.
Oh, yes.
You know, and Blue's been doing her classes. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. You know what I mean? Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Yeah. How's everything been out there? I know you've been out for a couple of weeks.
Doing your thing. Yeah, everything is good, you know. Sometimes you got to just kind of take that time and just kind of go into silence and, you know, just kind of recharge yourself a little bit. So it was good, and this is one of my favorite times of the year, brown sugar time, you know. Mm. So I'm just excited. I'm excited. It's good to have you here tonight.
Good to be here. Good to be here. And I'm glad you pointed out, shit, October is Christmas for me. All I've been doing is going to Halloween stores. Shit, they set up Halloween tents out this motherfucker. I've been getting some terribly, terribly good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Found me a goddamn a Viking hat. You know what I'm saying? Quality grade shit.
I've seen the picture.
Yeah, I sent that to you. Quality grade shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit that I could really conquer with that. You know what I'm saying? I found this motherfucking vulture. That is fucking off the hook. Bo needs gargoyles. Target.
Oh,
see, I'm on top of this thing here.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Target's got
the gargoyles. If you could get them this year.
A whole section of them. I remember one year, I can't remember when it was, when Brother Bobby Hemmett was telling people to go to Party City to find them, and you probably can go there. But Target has gone all out. I mean, you just walk in there. You're in Wonderland. Even our tag Target here has the cinnamon brooms and the cinnamon wreaths. I got all of that. I got the pumpkins.
I got the Baron Zombie. I got all of that. The skulls, the cups. Mm-hmm. I get everything. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, this is the time. And, like, I don't know if you'll do it out by where you guys are, but they set up these temporary stores. You just got to find them.
Yes.
You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
We have them everywhere. You know, this
Man,
is food.
You need to go
this
in
is...
there.
I was just going to say, this is Jason City. Remember, this is where the Texas Chainsaw Massacre happened. So they have a whole town dedicated to scaring the hell out of you, you know, here.
So it's on and popping. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is the time you get that shit to build up your goddamn altar. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. So true.
So yeah, this is a good time of year. This is fun for all involved. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yes.
Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. So shit is on. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm about to do the second phase or the second cycle of classes. We're almost full. So if you was on the fence, you done fucked up for the second cycle. You're going to have to wait to the third. And when I tell you these classes are off the fucking hook, they are off the fucking hook. We'll talk about them. When I do my commercial break, I'll get into the detail of it, how you get in my classes. And people seem to be under the impression you have to be in Atlanta. I've been doing it over Skype as well, so you can be wherever the fuck you at, wherever the fuck you at, and it's going to go down. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, we're going to do mostly questions and answers tonight, but some stuff came through. Wait for people to get settled, sit your asses down in the room, get settled, because I want you to hear this. It's going to be some advanced shit tonight. For the most part, I've been giving people little fucking chores that they could do. But this, I'm afraid, is going to be for those who are dealing on an advanced level or want to step into the advanced level. If you don't do it, it's not like you're going to die. But this is something very important that's happening as we're starting to come deeper into this 2012 cycle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, it's not a special event that's going to happen on a special day. The shit is happening now. The only thing keeping you out from it is your own mind. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So
it's really a matter of making up your mind. So we have no time to be on the fence about what's going on or what we should or should be doing or dealing with the theory of what we should be doing. You should be very active in yourself right now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
this is where the yeah. answers lie. All this 2012 shit that you're talking about, whatever person told you this and that's going to happen or this and that should happen.
Oh, yeah.
All of those answers lie within you. Therefore, it's if you really want to discover the secrets, the real truth, the real work is actually going within. Now, this has been taught to you many a times, many a different ways of how to go within. We're still doing too much looking without. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Still worrying about making points of, well, those were originally Moors or those were originally this and that and that.
Right.
That's good, and that works for your self-esteem, and that should consciously give you a framework of what it is you are, the power you hold, and so on and so forth. But ultimately, the journey is within. The journey is you convincing yourself. And, and that's where the true work begins. Everything else is to make you feel pride, self-esteem, to know where you've been, to know where you're going. But that's just a theory of where you're going. To get there is a journey within. That's the actual work. The understanding of, well, those were Moors and Lemurian means more. That's great. You get what I'm saying? And it works great for your self-esteem. But that's outer work, because usually all of that really does is change your attitude, your outfit, your language, and your pride. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you're still walking around the planet trying to prove this point.
Right.
Let's even say you advance past proving this point to white folks, you're still trying to prove it to other black folks who's not even interested, which
That's
is
true.
Just as silly. So after you do get step one, of figuring out the first Moors sailed the seven seas and it was actually a Moor and not an Arab who did this. That's great. We should know these things. But then you're going to have to sit with yourself, because at the end of this thing is you need to be lined up with the changes that are happening.
Yes.
The changes that are happening and lining up with them is a mindset, a mentality. Step one is knowing what you were. But what the change that is coming is not becoming what you are or were, but becoming something new. So to become something new, you originally have to know what you were. But we're so busy trying to be what we were. Name ourselves names that in the grand scheme of something that lasts forever doesn't really matter. It only matters in the context of you being here and you having an opposition based upon some historical shit. You get what I'm saying? Again, let me be clear. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. But you need to understand that is not the ceiling on what you're here to do. How are you here? Like, in the most basics of metaphysical teachings, where white folks in their metaphysical, if we want to call it a journey, are up to are living in the now. How are you living in the now?
Yeah.
You know, walking around the planet saying, well, the Lemurians were Moors. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're not disputing if it's true or false.
Right.
What I'm saying is it can only get you but so far by the very idea of what it is you're doing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can only get you but so far. Ultimately, you were born down here by yourself. Now, I understand this quantum connection and this black family, but those ideas come from a quantum reality, which is our reality.
Yes.
So this culture and each one teach one is only mimicking your greater reality. Trickle in how it is manifested in this reality is culture and everyone's a mother and everyone's a brother and everyone's your sister. Right. We're not talking about nothing's wrong with that. Because people tend to think I'm speaking in opposition. No, I'm speaking of everything that is great. But how do we go beyond that to become something new? It clearly cannot be. It clearly not could be championing something that's old. Championing something that's old. It can't. It just doesn't make sense.
Right. Right.
That says it'll get you up to speed at least. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you thought
mm-hmm.
you were just this wretch of the earth, and then somebody said, "No, don't you know you are divine and you created this and you invented that and the first people to do that were your people." And the first children to do that were your children. And the first elders to do it. That's great. But how far? We're stuck there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As, like, this is the point you need to prove. So if we're still proving this point, you can't get ready for what's new. And that's what we're about here.
Right.
We're moving into something that's new.
Yes.
And
that's
in this 2012 phase. So we're so busy trying to be what we were. Then how can we focus in on what we need to become? And the answer to what we need to become, your very soul, your spirit, which made you conscious in the first place, that part of you that made you conscious in the first place is always telling you what it needs. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What it needs. Don't confuse it for the ego. The ego is ever-present. Ever-present. So we need to... That's why I've talked about this plenty of times as to we need to understand the nature of the ego. So we need to understand when we are feeding that and when we are feeding a different part of us.
Right.
So you have to say, if we're saying, well, we were the first ones to do this, the first one to do that, the first one to do that, by the very nature of those stories, it dictates what it's feeding in you.
Yeah.
If I went somewhere and said, if they said Padding is very knowledgeable because he could tell you what year the Moors or whomever sailed the Great Sea or created that boat or that oar or that fishing rod, that's a certain level of knowledge, and it makes me feel important on that level. But if I could tell you, if I could tell you the nature of yourself and your energy that is transforming into what's becoming now, that is also a different form of knowledge. And it's not just me that owns that key. Everyone could do it if they so choose.
Right.
But I think it's very important for us to choose evolution.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Because this is what this shit is all about. That story of Moses in the Bible, when he was saying, those who want to stay down there and worship the cow, you shall die, and the ones who come on the mountain, you shall live. What
you
he was talking about. What, now, you know there was no Moses, and that shit never happened. But the symbology in the story,
right.
The moral to the story here is, the science in the story here is, he was talking about the age of Taurus versus the age of Aries. That's why he would stay on the mountain and blow that horn. He was talking about the changing of the gods, the shift into the new aeon. You get what I'm saying? And so what I'm talking about is the same thing. We are now shifting into a new reality. So you will stay with this golden calf shit at the bottom of the mountain talking about, well, this is what I know. See, because remember, it's the hottest thing. You know what I'm saying? If you thought you was nothing but, if you thought that the greatest greatness was when your ass got free, the Emancipation Proclamation, if you think that shit was the greatest greatness, you know what I mean? Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. It's a fire. Because once you were born and raised on that and you put all your self-esteem in that, then you find out about Lemurians and the Moors, and I'm not picking on Moors, or you know what I mean?
Right.
It's all
right.
We need it all. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you find out about that, it becomes so big and overwhelming that you don't want to leave nothing else. You don't want to move on from it. It becomes your core now. You get what I'm saying? This behavior comes from religious training. You get what I'm saying? From that bullshit, my hood, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm an L.A. nigga, I'm always going to be an L.A. nigga. I'm a New York nigga, I'm always going to be a New York nigga. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't, I'm able to come out here and see the kinship in just regular niggas, if you will. For regular nigga purposes, don't mean, you know, we're going to be any cooler or less. But what it's saying is this idea that you are what you are. So once you have put all your energy and you found out these true facts, which are easy to find, but you see just knowing these facts doesn't transform you. Ain't nobody scared of that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't nobody scared.
Right.
You walk around more proud. Now, see, you need to understand, and I want y'all to listen to close to this part. The technology that these conscious groups of occult white folks are using. Consciousness, just like it doesn't run rampant through us as black folks, doesn't run rampant through white folks. The ones you're calling Illuminatis and reptiles, all of these ancient names that have an origin before white folks even got here, all of these things you're giving them credit for because you grew up on the template of good versus evil. That's the devil.
That's
so you never gave up that template, so someone always has to be the bad guy. So remember, the white man was the devil. Then we got a little bit smarter, then he just became the Illuminati. And then when we say, well, the Illuminati ain't shit, they're falling apart, they're fighting, then they became reptilians from outer space.
Reptilians from outer space,
outer space. So, okay, I'll let you have that. I'm not here to say that's right or wrong. Knock yourself silly. It still, at the end of the day, has nothing to do with you transforming. So I'll let whoever have that. But it's the same motif, and I see that same motif happening now. So I want you to listen closely to this. Aleister Crowley, who everyone sees as this big, huffing, bad, sinister white boy, when he was alive, everything he did has basically failed. He, when he became infamous, once he was dead,
once he died,
the greatest thing he accomplished was this. He went to the desert for whatever time it was, 3 or 4 days, and made contact with a deity called Awas. Awas revealed to Aleister Crowley what they called the Book of the Law, the Book of the Law. They wrote this down, and most white people who later day follow Crowley follow the Book of the Law like it is the white Bible. But in the Book of the Law, and I'm going to tell you why this shit is important to you, Awas, who said he was a priest. He was a priest of Horus. Said these words. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law for the new aeon. So what he was talking about is the new aeon, the aeon of Horus that we were moving into is do as thou wilt. So while you say, well, that may be not big and that may mean this metaphysical, white folks who rule your ass, they following that shit. So that's why they do what the fuck they want, when they want to you, because they understand spiritually that ain't nothing coming back to them. Ain't no Osiris coming back to get them. Ain't no purgatory. Ain't no niggas going to be in on the other side going, aha, we got you now. Ain't none of that. Ain't none of that. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. So while you trying to follow Mayat, moralism, balance, shit from an old aeon, do as thy wilt is the whole of the law. You need to understand this shit. Because if you're not living by it and you don't believe me, your enemy is. And since we're still fucking enthralled in what the fuck they do, well, let me tell you what they're doing. As thou wilt is the whole of the law. That's what Crowley brought them in the book of the law, which they follow like reality. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, they did.
Chaos magic, Phil Hines.
Mm-hmm.
What's his line in that book? They follow this shit like niggas follow Social Security checks. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is real. Everything is permitted. Something like that.
Yeah,
I'm sure somebody in the room but what they're talking about is all that shit you're talking about. The Middle Passage, the Holocaust, the fucking Tuskegee experiments, what they did to the black woman with peanut butter, all the rest of that kind of shit you're talking about. On a human earthly level, these are fucked up things, and we can explain them in terms of alchemy and all the rest of that thing. But what most black people, whether they admit it or not in their conscious heart, they feel that white people have a payback coming for that.
Yes.
And I'm not even talking about if they do or if they don't. What I'm talking about is what they follow says they don't. And they are following it as if they don't. And guess what? Nothing has happened to them. That's why they keep doing it.
Right.
We're trying to follow African. Right, nothing is real, everything is permitted.
Permitted, yes.
Everything's permitted. So what we're trying to do is follow this old African culture way, which was perfect, right and exact for that time. You are in a different time with a different energy on the planet. How can you do that? I'm going to tell you who tried to show you differently. Shaka Zulu. Go watch Shaka Zulu again. When they was fighting, Africans was fighting these just wars, with costumes, colors, and lot, and pretty fancy sandals. He said, no, shorten the sword. Take off the sandals. They out there dance. He's stabbing niggas. What the fuck are you doing?
Yes.
Because what he did, he seen in his mind the white man that was coming, which they've never experienced before.
That's right.
He's seen.
Right.
And I made contact with him as well. And he told me, said, no, I've seen what was coming. So we had to be more tyrants while you niggas are talking about Mayat and balance and all the rest of that kind of shit. That's a nice thing for a certain time. You get what I'm saying? And you may need to live your life that way. And it may be fine for you to live your life that way. But you really need to understand what you're dealing with is not dealing with that same goddamn rule book. You playing Scrabble, they're playing Monopoly. For real. So is Scrabble and Monopoly wrong? Don't look at it like that.
No, they're
all games. You just playing the wrong game. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at it as one is wrong and Mayat, but Mayat means this, and that's what's right in the heart, and we are black people with heart. Get it right. We have all of these things. We are still black people who throw babies off the roof. We are still black people who drown people. So it's all in us. And certain things, we need to be real. Certain things need to be highlighted at certain different times. Ain't no reason to be a tyrant if the whole planet is in harmony. If the whole planet is out of harmony, you know what I'm saying? When in Rome, You get what I'm saying? When in Rome. And you would have, if somebody had, and you see, don't think I'm talking about theories.
Right.
If somebody had some shit to your child right now, some weapon to your child, you ain't going to talk him down with no mayat. You're going to walk through the fire for your daughter. You follow what I'm saying? So let's stop playing. It's all in us. And if this is about know thyself, it's not know about the parts that sound good when you say them.
Reciprocity, balance,
left brain, right brain, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? It matters, but we need to be a little bit more basic in our approach to what's really going on. So it seems we don't understand what the fuck they doing. Right. See, they work hard as hell. Mm-hmm. And the little occult information they get, they ride with it. This was our information. It is our information. The little five or six books that they got and they consider breakthroughs, they living by that shit. Because the spirit is telling them this is what's going on now. And if these Negroes don't refuse to get into the groove of what's going on now, that's like you showing up to my house for classes with hammer pants on. You're like, you're panic, can't touch this. I'm like, look, you out of date, dude. And them hammer pants was banging. At least that's what niggas over there, when Hammer was out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they study all of our ancient information, just not pieces of it, like you said. They study all of it.
Right. They, you know what I mean? They're not, but even when we get into the study, you know, we don't have a practical mindset when we study.
Right.
And that's one of the things I teach in the class. We don't have a basic mindset. We seem to have our regular mindset when we walk around, but when we get the information, we think it's something else.
Yes.
That's the part of going crazy. When I heard, you know, you'll hear all this, you're going to read this, you're going to go crazy. And I'm thinking, you know, you're going to be standing outside, you know what I'm saying, trying to sniff dog asses with the other dogs. But I'm like, no, I get it. You, in your mind, you make another space for this.
That's right.
And that's what we do for religion. That's why you can see a Christian fuck up or get in church, and they be, oh, sister, brother, such. As soon as they get out of church, oh, I'm going to suck her pussy. You get what I'm saying? Because they make a different space. You in the house, you know, when you go, you're in this house of the Lord, and you're an upright man and sister such and such, because they made a different compartment for it.
Right.
So we do the same thing. We read our own ancient science, and we can't niggerize it. We can't make this shit say, okay, I'm going to remain who I was with new information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not like I'm, you know, like Bruce told me she had plenty of guests, big guests.
Right.
Call it house. Hey, what's going on? This is Miss Blue. Oh, hotel sister. You know what I mean? It's a different compartment that comes out. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when they just say she was a regular chick calling about the gas bill, it's regular niggery shit. So the idea is, can you remain yourself with this new information? That's another way of saying you're not going crazy. You get what I'm saying? It's feeding you. It's, you're not feeding it with a fantasy or an idea of what it is it's supposed to be. So, again, let me be clear. Let me be clear. These motherfuckers are working on a whole different technology than you are. A whole different technology.
Yeah.
So it's not about you agreeing with me or agreeing with the technology, but it's about at least you know what the fuck they're trying to do. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You're on a football team. And you see, you look at the other team, they go, they're about to run the Daisy Duke Fruit Loop pass. It's not like you may like that, but you better prepare yourself because that's what they're doing with the ball. You know what I'm saying? You fucking in there playing Family Feud. And these niggas is fucking playing Payday. You know what I'm saying? So we need to get our shit together. We need to normalize this kind of shit. Make it this stuff, listen closely. This is supposed to be practical.
Yes.
Practical information. Okay. We have this shit as divine, untouchable, hotep information.
And it's not, no.
When it's supposed to be your normal way of thinking. Right. Blue was about to say it's not. It's actually your normal way of thinking. It becomes divine when you, in comparison to what you have become.
Right.
A swine eater. But this was normal. See, you need to understand, when we ran the planet, And this is where we're gonna get into some chakras. The heart chakra is one light frequency on Earth, and since it's on Earth, it's about love and harmony and balance and middle point and all the rest of these things. So since it's on Earth, it is a guide on how we should live on Earth. So when you get to the spirit world, they're not saying do as thou wilt, but remember your heart chakra.
No.
Why not? Hold up. Wait a minute. Have you thought about this? Why not? Because the heart chakra is an understanding from down here. If you have balanced the heart chakra, you can balance the earth based upon that frequency. Those seven major chakras are frequency for how you deal with here, which are a fragment of other light frequencies, which you see with your third eye.
Right.
So the heart chakra, as you know it, and you're saying, well, the universe is the heart chakra. You're already fucking up. Here's some news for you. You're fucking up because there are so many different frequencies, and it has nothing to do with moralism. Even the heart chakra shit you're talking about is balancing moralism in a place, in this place.
Right.
So
I was just going to say, just kind of jump in with what you were saying about the heart chakra. It's that gateway, and it has chambers in it. That's why the heart has chambers. But like you were saying, there's so many different frequencies out there.
That's down here. And we know these things because that's how those seven light frequencies manifest down here. Simple as that. So that is the bite or the equipment that we need to say, this is how you run this capable, and this is how you run this and fail. Simple as that.
Right.
So should we throw what we know about the heart chakra away? No. Because we came to balance it out down here. But not saying love now. Love is the frequency and harmony of everything in existence, period.
What
you put in the heart chakra is for down here. You will say they have correspondences. But if we had to put a number on it, and they call it the all seeing eye. Well, there are, let's just say, 353 other forms of light that you can't see. The other seven is the ones you can see. So let's not even say 353. Let's just say seven more chakras that you can't see. What is it? You know what I'm saying? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't see. It automatically vibrates at a faster rate. But guess what? You can see the heart chakra. So there's a faster vibration in that chakra, which means you don't know it or understand it yet. Now you can now. This is where it leads into the spirits that you see. We've regulated a lot of these spirits down to the heart chakra, to this chakra. Most of those basic primary spirits are connected to that. You know, Bacala, the crown, Yim and Yah, the throat. A leg by the root chakra, most of those. But there are deities that are a little bit more obscure, a little bit more sinister. Mm-hmm. And those sinister deities are represented as dark figures. Why? Because it represents the light you cannot see, chakras that you cannot see. The energy and the understanding is, if you look at Baron Samadhi, you say, oh, that's a dark, sinister figure, a bad guy. But he's ushering the ancestors into the next realm, which is if you had to put it on Earth, we'll say, well, that's a fucking kind thing to do now, isn't it?
Right.
Wouldn't that be a heart chakra thing to do? You're bringing all the dead could see him, and he brings you to the next life. Shit, in movies Pirates of the Caribbean, Part 3, he said Davy Jones has corrupted his path. He was supposed to usher in the dead to the north, which is where you meet Ra and the Sunboat.
Right.
He's supposed to usher the souls of the dead. So while he was sinister and evil-looking, what they're talking about once you decode that is he's a form of light that you can't see.
Right.
And because you cannot see it visually, it becomes sinister or dark or represented as such. Skull. A skull means skill. Whenever you see someone with a skull, they're bringing you information. So you see these dark figures with these skulls, which means skill, or the Holy Grail. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All symbology of it. So we need to understand the chakras here. The chakras here. You still there, Blue?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, my phone dropped.
Can you hear me?
The chakras, yeah, I'm okay. The chakras here are for here. FUBU, for us, by us. So we need to understand fundamentally we are supposed to get beyond the chakras. They are nothing but a ladder to higher frequencies. If you have issues in your chakras, then they corrupt your ability to see clearly into dark light.
Yes.
They corrupt your ability to see clearly into dark light if you have chakras. What are chakras here? How do they manifest? Anyone in the chat room? We're in teacher's classroom. Anyone in the chat room? How do chakras manifest in you?
Yes. Let's see who gets it.
Don't say dreams because that's the title of the show. And you get a brownie point. Emotions.
Yes, emotions.
Thank
feelings.
You, Anne. One,
emotions.
Three, four. Emotions. So what do they call you when you have a problem? Emotional baggage.
Yes.
How do you arrive? How do you rise with emotional baggage? You don't. Every
you
emotion
don't.
You have is related to a chakra, a shukra,
yeah.
Your shukra system. Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Shukra.
You know what I'm saying? It's related to your chakras. Now, if you need to get a basic book, I'm going to give you all some books, a basic book on chakras. Anything, introduction to chakras, hello, this is your chakras, my name is Bob. Get a book like that. You should be able to throw a stone and get a chakra book that you can understand. So you can keep your ass waiting for my book because I went through the chakras.
And I do it in class.
Now, where you could tie your emotions. So when you get this laundry list of emotions, you will be able to see your profile in these emotions, your weaknesses and your strengths. And therefore, you would know what chakra work to do, what oil, what herb, what crystal, what deity. I go through this in all my books. And primarily what color, what music, what music. There's three states of your chakra, balanced, overactive, and underactive.
Yes.
Balanced, overactive, and underactive. So if it's underactive, you may need, let's say, your root chakra, which it vibrates on the frequency of red. If you need more energy, you add more red. If you need less energy, you will add blue, which is your throat chakra. You need a book that tells you. So, and how could you tell? One of the characteristics, if you are for a balanced chakra, your house is in order, perfect homebody, your day-to-day, what you put foot to ground is in order. Your outfit is looking right. Your dress is looking right. Your kids are taken care of. Your home is taken care of. Your family is on. Your family got it is right. You know exactly what to put in and take out. If it's underbalanced, house is falling apart.
Yes.
If it's overactive, if it's underbalanced, you ain't got enough house. Your family's falling apart. Your kids are running away. If it's overbalanced, you're shut in. You stay in the house. You don't want to go anywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is about your house. Get off my property and all the rest of that kind of shit. And then there's also sexual things. Sexual things is really more sacral chakra. Now, the point is, without going through every fucking chakra, which I do in class, you could get a book to find out what's what. Because you need, and I'm going to tell you all the spiritual breakthrough that came through, because you need to get this shit straight before you move on. This chakra is a ladder, and ultimately the crown chakra says, hey, I'm out of the body. If you have issues, which I've labeled to you before as an agenda, by the time you get out of your body, but you can still walk those chakras, because you're going to know all the stuff to say, all the ways to act to open up your heart chakra. Is it open or no? It will. Your ego will tell you it's open based upon you saying all the right Mayat shit, wearing all the correct onks, eating all the vegetables, saying Hotep. You will convince yourself that you have opened up your heart chakra. Meanwhile, Everything in your life before, when you was a regular person, is still happening. Same bad boyfriends, same fucked up kids, same fucked up jobs, same broke ass can't pay my rent. But what's the difference? You got a head wrap on. So you have convinced yourself that you have opened up your chakra.
Right.
And each chakra you go up because you are carrying your baggage, your emotions. Let me tell you, most emotions are kept in the sacral chakra. That's the place of the wounded child.
That's the record keeper of the emotions,
The wounded child. The third chakra is where you get scarred in puberty. So you couldn't finger anybody after prom. It's right in your sacral chakra. By the time you get to the heart chakra or the gateway is where you're supposed to deal. That's the home of the wounded child, they call it. Because that's where you're supposed to come to terms with the portion of you that says, look, maybe I wasn't the snappiest dresser. Maybe my fucking head was too fucking big and my titties were too fucking flat. But I'm good with that. You get what I'm saying? This is where you let it go. And most of these things, people haven't dug within themselves to even know what it is they are letting go. So, the root chakra is what happened to you when you was a baby. Did you get breastfeed not enough or too much? All that shit when they tell you, sing to your baby, show your baby numbers and colors and in the crib and talk soft. And what was niggas' answer to that? Don't pick baby up. You're going to spoil them. Why? Because we said, as slaves, we could not rush to the aid of our kids when we wanted to. We couldn't make the bond. So we had to, we had to let them go early in the crib so therefore they could be on their own early on, because this is what was going to happen to them. So that was us changing the way we programmed the root chakra. You go in your lifetime, you go through all these chakras. Then you get to the sacral chakra where you start getting an identity. My high chair, my bib, my bowl, my spoon, my bed, my cover, mine, my room, my toys. And if you don't get these things correctly, that's where that wounded child starts to come. And because it is connected to sex, most girls, even guys actually, start to fuck their way to get these emotions or eat their way back into these emotions. So you have heard Dr. Africa tell you, well, most eating is emotional. Why? Because those are the things you didn't get when you were going, mine. How come he got that and I ain't got that? How come I can't play? How come I can't? Whatever your parents couldn't or didn't get for you. You get what I'm saying? It's all about, see, these are your lower chakras, so everything is about appeasing you down here. You get what I'm saying? In these three chakras. So it's about what you didn't get or what you were scarred from not getting. Most of us didn't have a father. So we already carry that. A movie you must see, 1,000 Words by Eddie Murphy. This is the most metaphysical nigga goddamn going now. Watch this shit. Bobby Hemmings said, yo, watch this shit, watch this shit. And y'all know me with his movie recommendations. Oh, okay, as long as it's free. On HBO, I got you. But blew my fucking mind. It was
Love that movie. I told you about this movie, Panic, in March when it came out.
Oh, I damn sure wasn't listening.
You sure? You was like, eh.
Exactly,
you about
Oh, you know me. Then you did. If I say,
I love this movie.
If I said, then you definitely, because that's exactly what I would have said to that shit. Come on now.
Yes.
You talking about what that nigga just played in that fat movie, Croatia, when he was the fat lady?
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but was in it. And quite a few other people. I love this movie. I talked about it on one of the shows. But go ahead. I just get excited because I love this movie. When it came out in March.
I won't even give it away, but those last three words he said, straight Horus Osiris. Horus Osiris. Yeah, remember, another part of that mythology is Horus is charged with redeeming the father, which is a big burden. So you'll see this shit, and even in the movie, you seen what he said to his mother, Ruby Dee.
Yeah.
In the beginning, when he went to see her, no, that's not me. I'm not going to give it away. that he went, he had to play that role. All Osiris
shit. I already gave it away. You can talk about it. I already talked about it in March. But talk about it.
Right. Well, I mean, we'll let people see it because now I forgot what the fuck the main thing I was talking about was now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So the wounded child. Okay, Dr. Africa talks about how we most of us get fat based upon, or not even fat, or just cravings. Because, you know, motherfuckers got their cravings. Now, like I said, I've seen a lot of skinny motherfuckers come to my house for class, but I kept them Snickers out there, you know what I'm saying, on the table. Niggas came with their apples, you know what I'm saying? They came with a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of exotic fruit, shit I ain't never seen before, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas went at them Snickers, too, you know what I'm saying? So even if you have gotten your weight under control, the mere fact that you have the craving, the mere fact that you have a craving is because you're trying to satisfy something in the sacral chakra, the end. Now, the third is by puberty, which a lot of your self-esteem comes in. So this is why you either become a timid person or an aggressive person, which is out of balance. Your moms didn't get you the Nikes. You know what I mean? You didn't get the date. You didn't get the girl. Your friend always, for white people's biggest thing is they didn't hit the home run for the game. You ever see that?
Right.
That's their big shit.
Yes.
Like it was the ninth down, two outs, three men on base, and you up at bat. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of white pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can't, oh Lord Jesus, that's a fire. You know what I'm saying? So they always fail, and then they'll show in the movie how his whole life is fucked up because he didn't hit that home run for the town game. You get what I'm saying? So this resides in the solar chakra. These are your three lowest chakras. So if we do not deal with that emotionally, then once we get to the heart gateway, it's not like you can't get in. You can't get in correctly. But those problems you bring to your heart, so you are tainted. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
in other words,
yeah.
if you have a complex that someone's after you, someone's always
yeah.
talking about you, someone's always against you, you can open
yeah.
you can get into your heart chakra, right? And you but your theory will be like, well, I can only deal with people who are dealing with my imbalance. I can't deal with those who are just savages, Christians, and they eat meat. So, now understand this science here now, because what you're getting is very advanced shit if you're listening. When I say you cannot bring your humanity into it, it doesn't mean spit on old ladies. It means those things that you were crafted in as a human that everyone was, that you can avoid,
right.
those traumas, you have to be at least willing
mm-hmm.
to let that go, to become
yeah.
something new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God does not have human problems, and we're fast to call ourselves gods and goddesses. So if I bring my issues into the heart chakra, I get to pick and choose who's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
When I've told you time and time again, you have to fall in love with the concept of nigger. I fell in love with all the shit that you niggas hate as well.
Mm-hmm.
You get what
right.
I'm saying? I balance
right.
it out where it just is what it is. As much as you like a nigga dropping some shit on the fucking Olmec or Anunnaki, I like a nigga talking about Beyonce at the club as well. It's indifferent
right.
now. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's indifferent. So while you would classify one as ignorance and classify one as who we really are as a people or whatever, it makes no never mind because what I'm dealing with is the heart chakra without an agenda.
Right.
Without an agenda. So one doesn't
right.
get my eye points and the other one doesn't
yeah.
get you die in the fernery, in a fiery furnace point. Now you get to the throat chakra, creativity. You become,
mm-hmm.
now, if you're creative, you could make lemons out of lemonade. But if you're not creative, you go, oh, I can't deal with these dead niggas. You get what I'm saying? Oh, no.
Right.
Dead niggas, I juggle them all day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas be like, how the fuck are you talking about this wife? How are you even talking to this nigga so long? And I'm like, yeah, who gives a fuck? How am I talking to this nigga so long talking about the goddamn Lemuria? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He just is boring. I can read the book my damn self. So, in other words, whatever situation that you're in, you could be creative because you're dealing with, you don't have the agenda of your personal issues that you brought into these higher places. Pineal gland. Now you're talking to spirits. You're pineal gland man. So what are you talking about? You going to get some money? Your baby mama going to do this? All that shit from Earth. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you hear me talk about shit, Don Cornelius said this shit. I'll never hear that. You know what I'm saying? What I do hear is this shit. Panic, don't worry. Finance is going to be better and just give it a month. I'm like, who the fuck asked you that? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I know how to hook up a resume. So you bring these earthly things with you. Your ego will let you access all these things. And let's go with our example of somebody who feels persecuted when they deal with the crown chakra and this spiritual revelations that they're supposed to be getting. What they'll get is quite simply this. Somebody's after you. Somebody put a spell on you. Somebody's doing something to you. Somebody's doing this to you. Somebody's out to get you. That's because you ain't did nothing. You still a fucking human. Let me be clear on this. You're a human masquerading as something that you're not. Your ego is telling you you are special. Believe you me, your aunt cannot save you. You're really going to have to go inside and say, look, this is my problem.
Right.
And I don't need to exclaim it to you. I don't need to say it in an open forum. I don't need to get in a fucking 12-step program. I need to realize it for myself, FUBU, for us, by us, because what it needs, what I have a problem with in my heart chakra, I need to know thyself, deal with thyself, and let it go. What am I doing? I'm leaving emotional baggage or walking through my chakras clearly or balancing my chakras. We need to get this kind of shit because this shit is the shit we need to get.
So true. So true.
Oh, Lord, that's a fire. That's a fire. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fire.
I thought somebody was barbecuing, but that's a fire. So a book you can get, and before I give out these books, because we're going to get there, first let me say this. Let me get this out the way. Remember, panic packs, now more than ever. There's no time like now. There's no time like this time to get you a panic pack. Believe you me, we got a new shipment coming in, and everything on the assembly line. But what you must do, you know what I'm saying, don't walk, run, is get in my motherfucking classes. What you have now is some instant scholars in a month. For just the fuck with my classes. But don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. All of them have given up their email for testimony to what the class has done for them. So what you can do, email panicpack@hotmail.com. Ask about the classes. There's a few more spots. October 28th is the next cycle. And if not, we're doing them over Skype. Wherever you're at in the world, if you're in Atlanta and you sound normal over the phone, you're welcome to come to the house and do it. But let's not forget, have plenty of magical supplies, herb packs, dream packs, ancestor packs, all of these tools to help you get where you need to get if you're trying to go somewhere. And now's a better time. We in this cycle. Now everything is going to come from your mind. There is no script. Why do you think that calendar stops? Because they're saying what we're moving into, there is no script for it. We're moving into a whole different scheme of time. So they cannot, this time isn't mapped. So that's why it stopped. So what we're doing is we're in a place where we're moving forward. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like now, I will be truthful with you. Everyone will evolve. Everyone cannot evolve. Even C. Freeman L. talked about that. But some frogs have to crawl out the fucking pawn first, you get what I'm saying? And that's for evolution to follow. So it's up to us, that's your work here, to get this knowledge, not to even spread to know it, because you bring light to the planet. You bring light to the planet, you get what I'm saying, just by knowing it. So again, what can help you and what has, that can help you, this is not a theory anymore. This shit works like chicken soup on the flu, an herb pack. You need this shit. I'm going to tell you, you need it. It's very rare I said you need some shit, but right now you need some shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know what I mean? You know, and this is from feedback. I wouldn't even be this confident about it unless the feedback dictated that I could be this confident about it after selling this shit for 2 years. So you want, need to get an herb pack. Now more than ever. You know what I'm saying? This will straighten up hairs on your vagina. I tell you. Your aunt Connie will say, what the fuck just happened to me? You get what I'm saying? Serious business. And like I said, really, anybody who's really serious, I really mean it without saying it, without joking, them fucking classes. You know what I'm saying? You need to get on these classes. You know what I mean? You need to get on classes. You know what I mean? Because that's one of the things.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm just looking at this email. Anyway, so, all right, moving past that and getting back to it. Now, what came through last night was, all right, let me give you a little bit of background on understanding. When you go to sleep at night, when you tuck in, what has happened? What is a dream? A dream is your subconscious mind telling you, oh, first and foremost, let's start with this. All the information, all the Akashic records, all the data, all the mechanism for showing you DNA and all the rest of that shit that you're trying to tap into resides in the subconscious mind. Your lifetimes reside in the knowledge of the subconscious mind. When you get a body, what happens is that memory gets pushed back and you get a fragment of that light called the conscious mind. Well, let me even rephrase that. A fragment of that light is called your intuition, how you are. You know what I'm saying? Patty was always like that since a kid. Or Miss Blue was always like that since a kid. That's a fragment of the light that she really is. That's why she likes that. Was always, you know, some babies just always cry. Some babies always independent. Some babies always need a titty. Some babies just, you know what I'm saying? You ever meet a kid and go, I just know he's going to be a fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Be 6 years old, he's going to be the fucked up one. What is that? That's the fragment of light that's buried within inside of you. Now, us when we ran the planet and we dealt with the chakra system of running the planet, a balanced planet is nothing but a balanced chakra system. We said, okay, this bad motherfucker, okay, we're going to start training him to be a warrior because that's what he's telling us he is. This little hoe bitch right here always got her dress up in the schoolyard. We're going to train her in the ways of Kundalini to be a tantric sex teacher. You get what I'm saying? So they would see, based upon the attitude of the person. Now, again, you got to factor in, they would also, let's say you were born to a farmer and you had this war energy. Well, yeah, you'll be the one out there digging up the dirt hard. While the other who was born to a farmer who had this intellect energy, he'll be selling it, doing the bills, making the thing. You would be born to that farmer, which was another way of saying, because that's the caste system. Another way of saying, because I was born to a farmer, that's what you must be here to do or to learn under the system of a farmer. But beyond that, in the Egyptian system, when they had temples and priesthoods, when they seen this thing and they had to ship somebody off to school. See, that's a difference. You can see that now. I can't remember. There's one of these Buddha things where this master died and his student was younger but was torn the fuck up, crying and the whole shit. His task was to find the reincarnation of his master. He's going around the village looking for child to child. And what they would do would bring the toys of the master from when the master was a child. They spoke about that in The Last Airbender while he said it, but that's a real thing. And with the one child picked up the master's old toy, and then he mixed it up. He kept going to that same one toy. So he said, we're going to try and test this motherfucker in front of the Dalai Lama or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I said, well, let me contact this master. This don't seem like nigga just come back to Earth. Contacted this nigga. I can't remember the motherfucker's name. The nigga said, nah, that ain't me. He said, but it is me working through this child so they can make this child whatever they do their process. That's their system. So long story short, the child was a farmer's child. You get what I'm saying? And, and he would have been a farmer like the rest of his kids. But the dude said, no, this is the, he brought him in front of the Dalai Lama. They gave him more toys. This nigga was on this shit. You know what I'm saying? They were more toys. So he brought him to the family and said, yo, basically, if we take your kid, you'll never see him again. He's going to be brought in the temple, raised in the temple, taught the ways. They said, if it's for the people, you can take our kid. That's how serious motherfuckers are. So in the caste system, he would have been a farmer. But for the priesthood we're talking about, or for a higher cause, the same way we in America, they give their kids to the military, but then they have their own story. Well, he was a, you know, he's a farmer, but now he's in the military. It's the same type of thing. So we would see that warrior energy, and we would either be a farmer or ship them off, or they would just be a regular hoe or regular whatever, or ship them off into these priesthoods. It would be the same way we give them to the military now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And don't remember why I brought that bullshit up. But anyway.
You were talking about dreams.
Okay, so anyway, all right. Now, in subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind holds all the secrets. Everything. Listen closely because I'm going to make a, not a bold statement for me, but it may be a bold statement for y'all. Every single thing you're doing is to try to unravel what lies in your subconscious mind, DNA, so on and so forth. Everything you're doing, every book you read, every meditation you do, every candle you light, every deity you call, every single magical thing you do, even what it is your fucking fake name in yourself, is the idea is you're calling on something that is in you by its ancient name. The memories that we call them, we have given them names. They're called Ptah, Haru, Set, Horus, Lakshmi. Those memories are nothing but energy forces. Those energy forces are explained to us in mythology. And to understand the mythology or understand the nature of the deity is to understand the nature of the energy that you're working with or calling on. And you're only calling it out of your own power or out of your own DNA. That's everything you're doing here. And what is that called in one sentence? Know thyself. Your real self is not what you think you are. It's your subconscious mind. Guess what?
Right.
That's your real self. And that's what you're here to know. That's the process of going into the darkness and coming out of the light. That's it. That's everything you're trying to do. Go into darkness and come out of light. So how if you're an all-knowing being, God, goddess, how do you do that? You have to create a darkness. It's called humanity. You go into it, and your job as an alchemist, as you go through it, you bring forms of new light. Simple as that. That's every single thing you're trying to do. That's why the chakras ain't that hot. The chakras are the light you know. You're in the light matrix of the chakras. To balance this light matrix out is to balance out the planet. So all the ancients did, or all the Africans did, was said, we're going to create a culture in harmony with chakras. Chakra notes, chakra frequency, chakra dancing, chakra songs. Later on, chakra songs became what they call classical music, play in the key of A, C, D, E, and F. And those seven notes, not but the seven chakras. So when we're singing complex songs to the chakras, which heal you. That's why our music sounds so fucking great and so emotional.
Right.
You can listen to any song and be and get right back into the emotion. Well, I thought we just got finished saying that the chakras were emotions. So if you don't understand, at the core of what you're doing is trying to uncover the hidden. Why do you think all, and you know you're doing it, why do you think all you niggas get Akashic Record readings? Because you're trying to uncover the hidden from an oracle who knows how to go into that darkness and bring out light, which eventually, and I'm sure she's told you, is what you're trying to do. Everything represents dark. So when you see the dark characters in our mythology or in our story, they're only talking about deeper versions of your subconscious mind. Old versions. Why do you think all of these dark figures are fighting these new light figures? Set is fighting this new light figure, Horus the Sun. because it represents the old you becoming new. So the old you must be defeated. The old you must be defeated so the new you can now rule. Horus. The old you represents Set. That's it. Not a bad guy in the classic shit that you were taught from your fucking Baptist Episcopalian lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? It means it's the old you, and if you are here, you have took upon the challenge to resurrect or redeem the Father. The Father only represents the spirit energy, which is the masculine side. The feminine, while you are knowing it because you're in the feminine, the mother, the mater, the matrix, the earth.
Right.
You're having a material experience. You get what I'm saying? The invisible part, the subconscious mind, represents what? The sleeping Osiris.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Father is asleep. They're talking about your sleeping subconscious mind. They tell you when the return of Osiris means the return of your subconscious mind. You getting into your right mind. They call it the realm of Osiris. Why do you think I've been serving you niggas, Urpacs, for the last 3 years? To get you back into the realm of Osiris. You get what I'm saying? Into your right mind. You're out of your right mind. You're out of your ever-loving mind. So everything you're trying to do is to get back into your right mind. Your meter for understanding how good you're doing on your right mind is your fucking chakra system.
Mm-hmm.
If you have imbalances in your fucking chakras, in your emotions, in your personality, you're only telling me, that you have not cleared a path for you to go to your right mind. So you fail.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You fail.
Mm-hmm.
And then when someone is, not because I said so, what I'm saying is sound. You get what I'm saying? If you have this agenda to be Patah El Ra Umbay what does that say to you in theory? Don't try to make that name deep. It may be deep. But before you even say, is that name deep?
Mm-hmm.
I say to myself, why the production? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Why the production? Did Michael Jordan didn't have to name himself L Fly Super Circle 360 from the foul line L Bay. All he did was did it, and you could name him all of that. You get what I'm saying? So most of the people I see who are advanced, they don't have all these fancy names. They're just doing work, and we look on the hindsight and say, oh, okay, we can name them the Anunnaki, the Master, the goddamn Netters, the whatever the fuck you want to name them after the fact, as opposed to them trying to project that to you. So if someone is trying to project something, which should be obvious, you get what I'm saying? Certain people you meet, and it's obvious. You ever go into fucking a damn Chick-fil-A and a nigga walk in there looking grimy? It's obvious that this nigga ain't got no house. You know what I'm saying? A nigga sitting out on the curb. It's obvious. He doesn't have to name himself Homeless El Bay for you to say, now I get the picture. You get what I'm saying? If this nigga's eating out the garbage can, that's Homeless El Bay Ra Nefer. You know what I'm saying? Allah, Islam, Moorish, you know what I'm saying? Osiris. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do all of that. The nigga's eating out the garbage. You know what I'm saying? So certain shit has to be obvious. So what I see is a lot of people who are not doing things that are obvious, but doing things purposefully and always making these statements to show exactly what they're about. Which means if you have to show me something, that means I don't know what it means to you, but we used to call that show offs in kindergarten. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The nigga that walks up. You know what I'm saying? I got a mansion and a yacht and this and that and this and that. We was in kindergarten. That shit was uncool. Fuck you. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
It became cool
now.
Y'all niggas started listening to goddamn Mace and Puffy. I got two Rolexes with big faces. That was the show off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you could expect that from niggas because it's another way of saying, yeah, you was a nigga with nothing. So now you got something because they gave you something for the agenda of them getting something bigger in return. And all you do is flaunt it. You know what I'm saying? You know, all you do is flaunt it.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the niggas, all y'all do is just covet that neighbor's goods. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is these things, when you become these things, there's no need to brag on these things. There's no need to find every opportunity you can to point it out. You're too busy becoming it to even notice it. And most people, myself included, after, in hindsight, when I say, well, I did that and I did that, and then people will say, oh, you did that, you did this, you did this, you did that.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Shit, you could do it. You could do it, too.
You
could
do it, too.
But the point I started to see, I said, oh, when I look back, these things seem bigger and more magical in the goal of a lot of people. I said, but see, I only realized that when I look back. When I was looking at it, I wasn't, oh, shit, guess who's going to go down the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you hear this, this is something you still have to prove. And all of that comes from your solar chakra, your puberty.
Yeah.
That's when you were proving yourself, remember? Oh, I'm going to be the best guy on the team. I'm going to be the one that gets the girl. I'm going to be the this. I'm going to be the that. That's really, now, understand, white folks they really cannot get into the heart chakra yet. They're just starting to get there. They're just up to the level of recycling. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a movie, and this movie just came to mind. Tom Cruise in Born on the 4th of July. When they chose to show his childhood right before he went to the war, what they chose to show was the ceiling on how far they could go, which was solar plexus shit. So remember, they showed him at the prom, getting that last dance. He was the guy, he was the go-to, he was the football guy, he was the wrestling guy, he was the best guy on the team, he was aggressive, love it or leave it, love America or leave it. That's the best they could do, you get what I'm saying? And then in the movie, when he gets his wheelchair, eventually he starts to fight for these rights, and then you'll start to see a lot of green, which they was, Oliver Stone was showing, that you need, the ceiling on what they was, this old town boy, is the solar chakra. They need to come into this heart chakra thing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's when
remember,
that's when he sat on the throne. His wheelchair represented the throne of ISIS and all the rest of it. You get what I'm saying? And Born on the 4th of July was nothing but a commentary on America. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and him losing his legs was his lower chakras. So what they're saying, knowing or not knowing, I would say Oliver Stone probably knew. He deals with occult subjects, not well, but he does. Knowing or not knowing, subconsciously, that's where they are, because this shit is all about subconscious. When you deal with your subconscious mind, you're getting into higher forms of thinking. You're getting to higher forms of thinking, and that's all you're really doing. You need to open up different parts of your mind, you get what I'm saying, that are shut down to you. They are shut down and represented as darkness, and they are, how do you know it's shut down? Because it's represented to you as fear. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not talking, you haven't got over fear just because you said you fuck with some Baphomet shit or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because the mere fact that you're saying it all the time to make it seem like a big deal says you still think it's something to be feared.
That's right.
And you still think, or you still think other people, it breeds fear for other people. That's why you do it. You get what I'm saying? That's why you do it. So the mere fact that you think that is only a commentary on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A Baphomet piece to me is just as valuable as Stewie from Family Guy. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Stewie is just as ill with me. So in other words, I don't say, oh, all right, I want my Baphomet. Your niggas need to move now. You know what I'm saying? That type of mentality also still says your doorway is closed because you haven't normalized this thing. Remember, out of darkness comes light. So if you're still moving and operating like these things are dark things, you're only telling on yourself that you have not brought these things into light now. You get what I'm saying? You have not brought these things into light. That's the process. One second.
Well, live, everybody, with Brother Panic in the remix. And make sure you guys reach out to Brother Panic, and you know you can find out about the classes. You can find out about all the magical tools that you need for just really advancing yourself in this time by emailing Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com. So panicpack@hotmail.com. We're going to continue here live in the forum. And Brother Panic, you're coming back on Sunday, right?
Yes. So I'll be back on Sunday. We'll be doing a little bit more of this. We're going to try to get into a little bit of questions and answers tonight if I run out of steam, but we'll definitely do it next week. We'll try to get a few in now, and we want to keep it on the subject that we discussed tonight. So I'll be back on Sunday. This is Brother Panic in the Remix with your host, Miss Blue Weekend. Like Miss Blue said, y'all want it now? Y'all want to get them herb packs. It's like there's not nothing I can say that's fancy or snazzy beyond me and being sincere. If you haven't got it yet, you need to fucking
get it. You need
because
to get it.
Because it has been working more than
all
even
around
I
the world.
It would. Worldwide. More than I even have thought it would for people. You know what I'm saying? I really thought this shit would be a real short ride. But it is probably. Now, if you don't know what it is. Back when I was doing my studies, when I was into my shit, the spirit came and gave me a herb combination to open up my pineal. My intentions was to use it for me, and I did, and it worked. And that's all it was. Mm-hmm. And then years later, after I was done with this, we used it every once in a while. The spirit came and said, you need to sell this to people. I said, they're not going to get it. You have to be on a certain level to get it. So I never really even thought, you know, based upon the many issues that I would hear, that this would actually work for as many people as it has.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's old news. Three years strong.
And
I ordered this shit. I order and pack this shit out constantly, 3 years strong. I need y'all to understand this. I am not fucking eBay and Amazon.
I knew you was going to say that.
I do not flip this shit like that. If time is an issue, and I'll say the very first thing I say to people or send out when they inquire about it, if time is an issue, fuck all this playing around and negotiating and working with you. Don't buy it. You know what I'm saying? This shit changes your life. You know what I'm saying? I swear to you, this is. I feel good about being able to supply something that helps so many. But on the other hand of that, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to stress me like you're going to give me bad feedback on Amazon. If you think this shit is about that, my negative points will go up on eBay, you have lost your fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? Keep your change. You get what I'm saying? There are plenty of people who do want this who are willing to be patient. Other people have paid for you. If I do it, you need to understand. There's 1,000 people on the phone who says, you know, I got a good idea after him show. I'm going to buy my panties back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now if I do a weekend, there's 1,000 people who listen to this tomorrow.
Right.
So 2,000 people.
Tonight,
just look at
downloading.
Or tonight, just on downloads. So look at it this way. Out of 2,000 people, let's just say a lot of people email. And a lot of people pay, and it's a factory. There's only but so much I could do besides the fact of giving you this free shit tonight. That's really the gem. That's really the gem. You know what I'm saying? So what I would suggest if you haven't or if you've been using whatever, I'm always updating. I have some new CDs coming, some new Pooja's. They're not ready yet, but there's always something. So always inquire. Mm-hmm. Like I said, what y'all really want to be on now where the fire is these classes. I pointed out before that Bobby gave me a call and was like, he used to teach in Atlanta and C. Freeman L. used to, Bobby used to do lectures in Atlanta. C. Freeman L. used to teach in Atlanta. And he was like, the spirit told him that someone needs to teach classes. I said, that's interesting because C. Freeman L. has been coming through at the same time. So long story short, it was C. Freeman L. who brought forth these classes. And if y'all don't know who C. Freeman L. is, the best I can say is Google him. He's one of the founders of this metaphysical information presented to you in this way that is presented to you now, a master. I have tapes with Bobby Hemmett sitting in C. Freeman L.'s class with his hands folded. He's got a pen and paper in hand, a true Moorish master. And one of his things was the chakras. Now, Bobby Hemmett has the chakra package. If y'all ain't hear about this shit, y'all lost your mind. He sent me the chakra package. It has C. Freeman L.'s last lecture in it, and it has some posters that C. Freeman L., rare posters that C. Freeman L. helped design, not to mention a whole heap of other chakra shit. So, y'all want to contact Bobby for his chakra package. Let me just give out his number. I know Blue gives it out all the time.
Yeah.
But I will give it
out
as well.
You want me to give it out, or you want to do it?
Well, I have it right here.
You got it? Okay.
Whole thing on here, which is in, you know, I know you're going to put it up anyway. Well, his number is 678-358-1055. Let him know you heard Panic and Blue tell you about it, because we were seeing how the spirit going to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So let him know you heard it on the remix, Panic and Blue. You want his chakra package. It's his last interview, and it's called the Grand Moorish Masonic Chakra Chart, Rhythm of the Moors. You need this shit is off the hook. I put it up in my spirit room. You know what I'm saying? So it's very rare, and you can get it from Bobby, 678-358-1055. And now, and I'm going to explain why we are in this 2012, why I've been going on about these chakras. Is because that's one of the things spiritually we need to turn our attention to.
Oh,
now, all right, so panicpack@hotmail.com. Inquire about my classes. That's where you want to be. 4 weeks of classes, about 3 hours each. We do 2 weeks, take a week off, do another 2 weeks. The next cycle is going to start the 27th. I got a few spots if y'all want to try to get in now. If not, it'll be the next cycle. This is ongoing. If you sound normal, you may be invited to the house if you're in the Atlanta area. Other than that, we're doing it on Skype, and you know I do a video presentation on Skype, so it is the truth. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It is the
right.
truth. And because it has that spiritual energy that I didn't even realize C. Free Minnell. So it's C. Free Minnell coming through. You get what I'm saying? We talking about shit. I lost my voice, and then the next day, because I do classes on Saturday and Sunday. My entire voice was back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
See, bring it out. You know what I'm saying? And these are the spirits you want, because he was down here in this plight with us. So
right,
he understands
right.
where we coming from with this. Very important shit. So you may want to deal with that. And like I said, Brother Panic alone hold these classes down. So, you know, don't. So with his energy, you know what I'm saying? Believe you me, you in for a goddamn serious business. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you ain't got to take my word for it. About 9 of the students in my class offer their emails. So when I send out the information, I add their emails. You can email them and say, well, what has it done for you? And you will be surprised. You'll be walking around here with a crown of thorns on your goddamn head, going to work at Walmart, wherever it is you do. So now, as we were saying, back to business. Subconscious mind holds all the keys. What blocks that, what confuses that, is what you call Panic, Blue, Esther, so Beck, or whatever, John, Teddy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Philippe, Bo Hurdle, Chauncey, you know what I'm saying? Raul, Rollo, Constantine, Nene, Nene, Pumpkin, Smitty, you know what I'm saying? All of these things are called conscious mind. Nana, Sister Monya, Carl, didn't think I knew Carl. Carl, Franklin, Francisco, Ricky Powers. All these things that we call ourselves, you get what I'm saying? All these things that we call ourselves are actually the false you. It's not the real you. And that is called your conscious mind. You get what I'm saying? That's your conscious mind. You know what I mean? Kelvin. And what we do is we have dressed ourselves up, and of course it's your ego, we have dressed ourselves up to believe this is what we are, based upon personality, which is nothing but those chakra programs, three levels of the chakras.
Yes.
Now, you're not going to get rid of your personality. You can't. You can't walk around here personality-less.
Less.
So, but you need to understand, you're not trying to evaporate this. You need to understand the difference. When you understand the difference, I then get to see. I can do all this bullshit with you. Y'all can be like, Patrick's an asshole, or Patrick's the greatest guy in the world. None of that matters to me. And it really doesn't matter when I go to study, because that's I'm not bringing panic in there. I'm bringing this in there. Who am I? What am I? Why am I? I'm bringing that motherfucker in there. You get what I'm saying? I'm bringing the motherfucker who don't think he's nothing. You get what I'm saying? That don't think he's nothing. Don't get it confused when we're on Blog Talk and you're being entertained. You're being entertained by personality. You get what I'm saying? I cannot begin to tell you how many motherfuckers who met me and go, but you're not like that. What just happened here? I just don't get it. Like, what the fuck you think? I'm gonna be walking around, suck a motherfucker, fuck a motherfucker, suck a Baphomet all day? Fuck out of here. Just sitting around saying, hey, man, let's go get a pizza, bro. That's my shit. Let's go get a turkey burger, bro. Fuck it, man. Hey, is that Miss Blue on the phone? Hey, what's going on, Miss Blue? You know what I'm saying? Just hold tepping. So the idea here is we need to understand the difference. We're so busy trying to be something that seems nice. You know what I'm saying? And that's really not the key. Be yourself. To be myself is to understand myself, and it's to accept myself. I accept me for what I am, flaws or whatever. Yeah. It's not your business.
I accept me.
What I need to understand.
Right.
All of me. It's none of your fucking business. If I'm too rowdy, too arrogant, too whatever, fuck you care. You should be busy working on your own motherfucking issues. You get what I'm saying? To even care about another motherfucker's issues. What I do know is none of that belongs in my study. And since this study is intimate between me, my true self, that's the only one I need to answer to. You get what I'm saying? So we need to understand that fundamentally. So if you're hearing Panic is to this, but Bobby is to that, Brother Phil is not enough that, Ms. Blue is to that, you're talking to a mother, whoever's saying that is a corny motherfucker who got their own issue. Got their own issue. How the fuck do you even have time to worry the fuck about what I'm doing?
When
it's not like you paid to even get in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How are you worried about what the next man says? Take it for what it's worth to you, because it was all your path in the beginning. So if you sat down, let's just say in front of a Brother Phil, you're not supposed to say, well, I didn't like this or I like that. Just say, well, this is why I'm here. I'm here for me anyway. I'm not here for him to say everything that I need him to say, for him to be correct.
For me to agree with.
I'm here to check out what he has to say, because what he is saying, it resonates. So you deal with what resonates.
Right.
Same with me, Bobby Blue, or whoever. Well, since when did any of us have to say what you need us to say for us to be okay? In other words, you have an agenda. And if we don't fit into that agenda, then somehow we don't make it. All right, you should say, if we don't fit into your agenda, then you move the fuck on. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You move the fuck on. I'm sure you liked Alanya Van Zandt when she was hot, but I'm sure you moved the fuck on. I'm sure you like Oprah. I'm sure you thought Oprah, you know what I'm saying, was going to change the fucking planet for every black woman walking around this motherfucker with low self-esteem. And now, you know what I'm saying? Now, that bitch is a swami, and you the one sitting around here on Facebook, and that bitch is a swami. You know what I'm saying? So the idea is, if you understand how easily you can get past that, you need to understand how you take this thing and say, you know, well, that was worth it. That wasn't worth it. I'm just one person talking with one perspective. There's no such thing as right or wrong. There's many ways to get to light. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Understand the process is going through the darkness, but there's many ways to go through that darkness. We're talking about getting through it. You're talking about actually, I don't see, when I complain, I'm talking about people who don't do the work. You're not doing the work to even say, this is what I came up with. You're only coming up with solutions that you could have came up with as a Christian. How about that?
Yeah.
Should I hear people coming back with retorts to me, or if and there's not too much more of that, because after all this time, I think my point has been proven. I don't even hear nobody say, well, Patrick, they used to do that, but that's a wrap. It's been explained so thoroughly now in all of this time. It's like you either like it or you don't, or you're just trying to do whatever you're doing. But let's pretend, you know what I'm saying, there was somebody with a retort. Usually early on, those retorts would be shit Christians would say with a new dialogue. So you're just saying lower chakra. You're agreeing with, you're disagreeing with me based upon some lower chakra shit, some shit you were either forced to believe in, conned into believing, or just agreed with believing in, and now it challenges your theory or goes against your fucking theory, and then you think you're arguing with this shit on some pineal heart chakra level, but it's just some shit. I don't like the way your fucking your grass has the color you painted your garage. That's all you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's all you're talking about. See, me, it don't bother me. I'll fuck with you with that all day because I know where that belongs.
Right.
It belongs exactly there. It belongs as entertainment. So we just need to know the difference. We need to know the difference here. Stern difference. So now, what we get into is with the subconscious mind. The conscious mind, as I just pointed out, is you all day. It's who it is you think you are. You get what I'm saying? Who it is you think you are. Sean. You know what I'm saying? Philippe. Raymond. All the rest of these names, you know what I'm saying? Dashika, you know what I'm saying?
Dashika.
Rest of these, that's who it is you think you are. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Malik. Now, the subconscious mind is the true you. It's the true you. And it is constantly trying to talk to you, but it cannot make it through your conscious mind. It cannot make it through who you think you are. Simple as that. You, in meditation, in candle lighting, dealing with deity, in ritual, in whatever the fuck it is you do, and the thousand goddamn things that you have shared with your monkey niggas, what are you saying? A process. When they say you quiet your mind, They're talking about quiet who it is you think you are. That's telling you you're panicked all day. Panic needs to do that. Panic needs to act like that. Panic likes to wear that. Panic doesn't like that. That's all fantasy shit. Now, it's all that you need on planet Earth. But it is the false you. That means it tries extra hard to survive. So when the true you tries to show its head, it says some shit like, eat fish and marshmallows. And now your conscious mind doesn't understand. Why would I do that? That don't even go together. Remember, but you got to remember, you would only train that fucking chicken and rice goes together. Somebody told you that.
Right.
So your subconscious mind doesn't think in terms of tradition, routine, and what's accepted. It's telling you what you need. Simple as that. It's telling you what you need. And every once in a while, it gets to speak to you through the fucking swamp you call human thought. The swamp you call, I'm Mayotte today and I have my unk. That's fucking bullshit. Your subconscious mind, it won't tell you about an unk. The unk will speak to the subconscious mind with the intention. I want to get into the whole thing with what the symbols mean. Each symbol talks to the subconscious mind. It tells it, if you know an ankh represents life, looking at an ankh is a complex way of explaining that or lining that up or that energy up in the subconscious mind with just one symbol because the subconscious mind doesn't understand a conversation like the conscious mind does. So the conversation about life becomes a symbol, an ankh. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That becomes a conversation. That's why we did hieroglyphs, because it's talking to your real mind. Talking to your real mind. It's having a conversation just by looking at it with the subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind, guess what? Now here's the revelation. It talks back to you. Do you know where it talks back to you the most? Somebody in the chat room, tell me. Where
does the subconscious mind talk
to you the most? Where does the subconscious mind? In dreams. That's right, Esther. And Pinome. Lovely. In dreams. That's why dreams are what? Symbols. I was on the couch, I was in a plane, I was in an airplane, and I see my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you back in symbols. That's why we started to talk to our subconscious mind with what? Symbols.
Yeah.
Baphomet is nothing but a symbol. So while you're sitting there consciously trying to explain how this shit is the devil, you missed the fucking boat. No, look at the fucking symbol in it. Five-pointed star, upside down.
Right.
Five-pointed star of man. The middle point becomes a house, which is right side up. Downward spiraling energy or satanic energy is cosmic energy coming into you. So when you put this symbol on, line it up, you change your polarity for cosmic light to come into your fucking monkey ass so you can know something just by having a symbol on. You get what I'm saying? You see the motherfuckers androgynous? You see one hand, one up, pointing to the dark and light, balancing the left and right brain, kundalini. The horns mean goddamn, he's in a meditative pose. The horns mean goddamn raised kundalini, or any horns means pineal activity. You get what I'm saying? The goat itself, different from the sheep. The sheep flock together. The goat stands alone on the mountain. So the symbol, just by dealing with the symbol, you're missing the point trying to explain who created this. And the Wiccan people use it for that. That's only your conscious mind talking to you. Your subconscious mind, and then consciously, you talk your subconscious mind out of receiving that light.
Yeah, the information. Yeah.
But you talk yourself out of it with a very manicured, polished interpretation of fear. Fear scientifically explained. So where did fear come from? Solar chakra. You still scared of church. So now you up in the pioneer course. You became a Nubian or a Moor or a whatever. And then now you see Baphomet, you breaking all down the satanic legions and right-hand path or the left-hand path. Like, goddamn, that sounded great. But all you did was gave me a scientific analogy of a symbol that you are fear of. Simple as that.
Right.
What the fuck are you scared of? You know what I'm saying? But then, then that easy shit, you're ready to break down and put like. You know what I'm saying? That black woman with the earth in her stomach. You know, the black man. You ever see that picture? All these niggas do it.
Yeah.
When on Facebook, they holding their child, their son, with no shirt on.
Yeah.
I am father. Like, motherfucker, come on, man. Like, this is some proud moment to take care of your fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? Look, they no shirt. I've got my seed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's special. You know what I'm saying? Real fucking special. Remember, though, Steve Harvey doing that shit on fucking New York One. What's that show? Steve Harvey got a show right now. So if you all conscious and deep, Steve Harvey's on your level. Let's just think about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't get props for doing what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even my grandfather's told me that. You'll get props for taking care of your kids.
Yeah.
Taking a picture with no shirt on doesn't make you Osiris, motherfucker. So
not
now,
right.
In dreams is where the subconscious mind talks back to you. So, as I've always stated, from the day one, you must be into astral traveling, which will lead you into lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
Astral Dynamics by Robert Bruce, best book, and get whatever else you can get, because it takes you step by step on how to astral travel, meaning you become more confident when the subconscious mind is talking to you. But now, here's a breakthrough. And this breakthrough has come through for this particular time in 2012. What do you also feel in your dreams when you wake up? Come on, people in the chat room. What else do you feel in your dreams as you wake up or even in the dream? Yes, Esther. Emotions
make you sad sometimes. Yeah, emotions.
Emotions. And what are the emotions? Chakras. So that means, because you're not just seeing these pictures. This came through last night. You're not just seeing these pictures. That's
no.
why you get a gold star for today. You're not just seeing these pictures. You're going through an emotional landscape, which means that your chakras are actually being communicated to as well in the dream state. Now, when I said this was for the advance, you must already be into lucid dreaming and astral travel, because therefore, if you're holding this chakra baggage, you therefore, through the lucid dreaming and astral traveling, can find an advanced way to reprogram the chakras through emotion.
Yeah.
Through emotion.
I love it. You know, that's my stuff. I love it. Love it.
Now, that's the chore for you niggas right now in the 2012. You need to release the baggage through the dream work, through the emotion, Your emotions are talking to you all the time. You have a nightmare. You need to probe what it is that chakra activated, which is your fear is your solar plexus, right? So you need to say, what in this dream activated my solar plexus in a state of fear? What in this dream make me, you ever wake up humping the bed and shit? Like, oh, shit. And then you mad at a motherfucker that you woke up without a nut. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you better realize what the fuck you was dreaming about. Even sometimes, who the fuck he was dreaming about. And it's not necessarily to get with that person, but something in that person's energy. You get what I'm saying? So what is it about that person that made you have that connection? You get what I'm saying? Now, Khadijah has been working on going into the dream state and coming out with the emotion that she wants. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, and this is what everyone should be doing, you should be, you said a succubus. That will be the greatest date of your life once you get on a certain level. You know what I'm saying? A succubus, oh, my God. I wore that bitch out. I said, nigga, you want to fuck with it? You want to fuck with me? You know what I'm saying? You want to succubus me? Oh, shit, nigga. One weekend, nigga, I jerked off 21 times. And that's word. I'm not even fucking... You know what I'm saying? I'm not even exaggerating, nigga. For real. You know what I'm saying? No calluses. For real. Succubus my ass. They need to come with some more shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, get with a succubus. You know what I'm saying? Get with a succubus. So she's been knowing how or figuring out how. So I'm saying, niggas think I be playing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be going the hard way. What does that mean then? Well, what does it, you tell me. Oh, she was getting heated off of that shit. Fuck you telling her? I said, no, I told a blog talk show. But she said, all right, fuck it. And now her shit is very advanced. By me not spoiling it for her. Saying, well, so both of us, well, Dan Patton, when I ask you questions, you just give me links to the show. I said, yeah. Because I'm not going to spoil the surprise for you. You do this work. This is for you. It's not for me to tell you what it is you're doing. It's for you. You're the one supposed to be in yourself, have your own epiphany, and you're the one you need to convince. I don't need to convince you. Well, that means. I mean, there's certain guidelines for people who've been through it, and that's all I really give. But other than that, you tell me how you felt. You tell me some new shit. I used to always say, I was surprised when I was having this conversation with Bobby. He was like, yeah, these motherfuckers need to tell me something new. I said, God damn, I do this shit all the time. Like, nobody wants to hear my story. I don't even want to hear my story all the time. And I don't want to hear no story that I've already told that you just getting to. Tell me some new shit. Or just say, look, I'm doing the work. It's good. So that leaving a motherfucker alone and knowing they got to do it, they're either going to rise or they're either going to fold. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, we in the same house. She can't fold. And this motherfucker been doing shit. I'm like, God, how the fuck did you do that? You know what I'm saying? Straight in and out. Lucid dreaming, all the answers, all the realms, so you need to pre-program where it is. Now, I've talked about this shit. How to pre-program yourself through astral traveling. Let me make it clear. You first start to say, I'm in my own house. So now you close your eyes before you go to sleep. You go to the basement or the attic in your house. You look around intensely. But you look around from angles as if you weren't on your feet. Let's say just say you were flying at angles you couldn't see normally or perspectives you couldn't see. So this is a place you know. Then you take it to your car. Then you take it to, like, your mom's house or your girl's house, places you know. Then you take it back to time traveling, the house you was when you were little, your grandmother's house. You smell the food. You smell the feel. You remember the feeling. You remember if your grandmother cooked you bacon. I know you niggas don't eat pork. Just remember it because at the time it represented joy or whatever that joy was to you. Get in the moment and take yourself to sleep. What you will find is that world, you're consciously bringing yourself to sleep with ideas and then your subconscious mind will react to these ideas and tell you either more or why did you like it. For instance, you may have liked reading the funny papers at your grandmother's house every Sunday because you were there. So while your brother or sister may say, I don't give a fuck about that, why do you like it and they don't? Well, your subconscious mind will tell you that if you start to ask for it, and that's how you ask for it. That's how you ask for it. You set up the scenario, or to be sound more professional, scenario. You set up the scenario for you to take yourself or consciously bring yourself to sleep. And eventually, what will happen, instead of you leaving your conscience behind on your pillow, it'll come in that world. Then you'll find action-reaction a little bit more. I dreamt about that, but if it's not the reaction that you want, remember you have no agenda, so you accept the reaction that happened. Get a book, write it down. Start to remember it's about symbols, not about actuality.
And journal, yes.
What these things mean to you. And then they may not mean nothing to you, but then you'll go back and just read the shit, and based upon your advanced consciousness, you'll find out a lot based upon the past. You're like, oh, shit. Shit you reading from a year ago, 6 months ago, or whatever, depending on how fast. And you'll find you won't need that as much. You'll be having a lucid conversation with your higher self. That's all that means. You get what I'm saying? You're just talking to a part of your mind that is sleeping. You get what I'm saying? That is sleeping.
Right.
So now we need to really, in our dreams, this is the breakthrough. This is the channel that came through for 2012. In our dreams, we need to wake up and put focus on the emotions, because it will tell you what the chakra needs or to get rid of. And once you start dealing with the lucidity of your dreams, you will then begin to program the chakras into releasing baggage. But that's why I tell you it's advanced, because you need to know the energies that come out the chakras, the emotions that are laced
connected
to what chakra. We're talking about your seven majors. So you need to know that to therefore know what emotion is you were going through. You wake up from dreams crying some fucking time.
Smiling sometimes, or feeling.
So if these emotions are happening, then guess what? It is real. You get what I'm saying?
It's real. Yeah, because the subconscious mind doesn't really, like you said, the subconscious mind holds the clue, and it doesn't know the difference. That's why even if you wake up, one of the things I always say is, even if you can't remember no dream, don't worry about it, because your subconscious mind knows it. Write down what you feel, because that's more important than the dream, than you really understand the dream.
That's 100% right. Write how you feel, and you can even go back and write how you felt the rest of the day, sullen or whatever.
That's right.
Then you got to think of all things. What did you do, or what were you – see, now, you no longer will have that excuse, because what are you doing now? Are you doing what the fuck I just said? You are, before you're going to sleep, you're telling yourself where you want to go.
That's right.
So if
you're
feeling a certain way now, you get to say, I'm feeling that way because I told myself this, that, or
the other
thing.
Right.
And then you need to understand, well, if I'm feeling anxiety, if I'm feeling insecure, if I'm feeling overconfident, if I'm feeling depressed, where does that come from? So you'll say, well, okay, my sacral chakra or my solar chakra. Then you get to do the work there. You get to say, each time I think about that, I'm depressed. Okay, I get it. I forgive you, Grandma. You know what I'm saying? Or I forgive whatever. Or I need to let that go. Therefore, remember I said, once you deal with the heart chakra, they call it the wounded child. That wounded child from the last three chakras gets to heal there.
Right.
That's the healing of Jesus. That's the Christ energy. That's when you need that healing before you can become the Christ, which is consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. The Christ is everyone who is conscious. Simple as that. That is the Jesus Christ, the one who's conscious. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. You get what I'm saying? It's a fire. So here's some books. Now, this is the book you want. Bobby Hemmett recommended this book, and Some of the pictures are in the chakra package. It's called Chakras, Energy Centers for Transformation by Harris Jahari, Tools for Tantra. His name is spelled H-A-R-I-S-H, last name J-O-H-A-R-I. Energy Centers for Transformation, the chakras. Energy Centers for Transformations, Tools for Tantra. In this book, he shows the animal kingdom in each chakra. Any kingdom or any civilization you could think of, the bird kingdom, whole one chakra with pictures of all of these civilizations. Therefore, all the symbology in your dreams, you dream of an elephant, you will now have a book to guide you to what chakra that is. Ta-da.
Okay. A
so
crocodile.
A crocodile or this.
Yeah,
or
the second chakra, yes.
Right, and all the rest of these things. So this gives you a whole kingdom, a whole pantheon of symbols in each chakra that allows you to look at your dreams and see what chakra is talking to you emotionally. You must get in control of your emotions.
Yes.
For the 2012. Because those, your emotions are the baggage that will leave you locked to the old. You will be on the floor worshiping a calf. And I will be on the mountain with Miss Blue saying, come with me if you want to live. Come with me if you want to live. So the concept here is to get in the new mood of what's happening. You're going to have to deal with your emotions. If you're holding on to these old emotions, which are based upon an old paradigm of you being in this ignorant state, guess what? You done fucked up. Another book, The Loss. Let me get this. I'm going to keep it on the chakra books. Chakra Frequencies, Tantra of Sound. Let me see who wrote this. Wrote this down. By, looks like Jonathan Goldman. And then, I guess, and Maya Goldman. So, Chakra Frequencies, Tantra of Sound. And there's another book called Seed Sounds for Tuning the Chakras. James D'Angelo. Last name is spelled D period A G E L O. So, Seed Sounds for Tuning the Chakras. Thank you, Esther. These are all Bobby Hemmett recommendations. And, of course, his recommendations have been holding down the metaphysical community for quite some time. So, remember to get that chakra package from him. Very important. Like, since I've been a friend of Bobby, met a metaphysical buddy, you know, each chakra package, I have a ton of those as the new ones came out. So I always have chakra extra packets. I always have extra packet around. So my boy Robert, I gave him some extra packet, you know, stuff I have up. And he said he put them fucking pictures up. He said he don't know what the fuck it is. He said some of the motherfuckers, he said I had to come and put a sigil on one of the motherfuckers. That's how powerful the shit is. So the picture packet is crazy, and the chakra packet is fire now. All this thing is being revealed now of why the chakras became so important for this 2012 transition. Y'all just heard it tonight. Y'all heard tonight, goddammit. What y'all heard, this is channeled information. The chakras and emotional baggage need to be dealt with. And this is another way to emote. You need to deal with your dreams emotionally to have an understanding that they're communicating with you. Your chakras are communicating with you emotionally through the dreams. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to understand the chakras, to understand your personal issue, to therefore release the baggage. You come with nothing. There's so many goddamn statements to that. I come with nothing. I come with empty hands. In the goddamn Bible, he comes with nothing but pure of heart. What they're talking about is, what the fuck could they be talking about but your emotions?
But your emotions.
What the fuck could
that's
any
it.
Of that mean?
That's the but your only emotions. Thing. That's what it's
right.
been about.
I come naked and unashamed and all the rest of this shit. Mm-hmm. All they're talking about is your emotions. Now, each chakra has an emotional frequency, each one of them. Courage is in the heart. You get what I'm saying? And also fear, solar plexus. What's the other one? The solar plexus is fear. That's why they call you a yellow belly. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he's a yellow belly because yellow is the solar plexus and it's fear. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, like I said, in my book, I go through, detail. Motherfuckers, I was going through that shit in class. Motherfuckers was like, God fucking damn, how much you going to make us write, nigga? I'm saying, I didn't know all of this shit. I said, you goddamn right, you ain't know all that shit. That's why you here. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, you got to deal with it. And it seems like S is putting up like blue toe motherfuckers to get like Airwick candles. Excellent. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. Anything that symbolizes the color that you need. You still wearing blue?
Yeah, I am. Right. I apologize. I'm trying to make sure I stay online. But I'm still here. Yes.
Anything that symbolizes that color. You get what I'm saying? You need to understand your color. Get blue air freshener. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was going to tell you, that Airwick candle actually changes colors. Mm-hmm. All of the colors of the chakras. It's like one of their new little candles they got out. When you light it,
it goes from the
different color. You seen them? Yeah, they're really good.
Those are hot. Yeah, shit like mm-hmm. that. You need to also know this, too. Let's say you light that candle when you're not home. That's still fine because it's still radiating that color. Mm-hmm. Even like the CDs that you get from me, those chants, you don't have to be home to listen to those. You can just put that on in the house and leave because it still ups the frequency.
In your sacred space,
Right, in your space. Remember, your house is now a temple. If you're conscious, your house is a temple. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Rick Powers, can you astral travel via different chakras, have different experience? They say the astral travel comes throughout the solar chakra. All your chakra frequencies are there because you can feel a range of emotions. So when you're astral traveling, all you're really doing is putting your consciousness in the astral world. You are in a physical third dimension, but the astral world is also a part of the illusionary world. It's just a lighter part of that world. And you actually need to go beyond the astral world, which you eventually can do. What's a good movie? They showed that in the movie with Robin Williams, What Dreams May Come. When you astral travel, there's this cord. They say this silver cord that is attached to you. And this silver cord, that's why you wake up. When you die, that silver cord is gone, but you're going in this astral world. Now, in the astral world is represented as Peter Pan in Never Never Land. You never get old. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You live forever. Now, most of us can stay in this astral world and incarnate back into a body or stay in this astral world and just live it the fuck up. You in Never Never Land. You're in still an illusionary world, but it's a lighter world. In the Gnosticism, they say Yaldabaoth put the earth to rest his feet and the astral world to rest his head. Now, so most of us, because we don't know there's a world beyond this, are getting stuck there. So that's all that white noise that you hear about. Mm-hmm. You're stuck in the astral world. It's my house. It's my house. Holding on to earthly things. It's my house. Right. It's my house. Get out of my house. Holding on to shit that they don't even need. So now, as the conscious, this is also represented as the astral world. As the underworld. You go through the underworld. You make it through the underworld. And then you go beyond. You meet Ra in the sunboat. Your soul moves on. In the movie What Dreams May Come, they were in the astral world, and he was telling them, if y'all never seen that, you got to see that. You can make whatever heaven it is in your own mind.
Excellent movie, yeah.
They were in a scene where you seen this boat with all these, and they actually show black people as the extras, a bunch of niggas. He's like, if I have to go through there to get mom, I'll get mom.
Mm-hmm,
he said, nah, your mom's not through there, son. You don't have to go through there. You get what I'm saying? And they were showing that's the cosmic boat. That's your soul is represent the God's boat. You get what I'm saying? Captain Hook represents the motherfucker who wanted to kill Peter, take him out of the next next life. He represented Death or Kronos with the hook. And that soul boat or solstice, they call it. And it used to be 50 oarsmen, which later became the 50 Anunnaki, or which became the 50 stars around the Sirius system, and later became three, which became the three goddesses in the solstice boat, or Cerberus, the 50-headed dog, became the three-headed dog, which was just Anubis or Anu, which was just representing God or the dog star. You get what I'm saying? And there was these 50 stars around it, which later became these 50 Anunnaki, which is why it's so silly if you know that, these 50 Anunnaki in Samaria who were the ones who came down here and enslaved us for gold. Like, you're able to fly to another planet, and the best thing you could come up with is dig for gold? Are y'all listening to this reptilian shit? You know what I'm saying? Make human slaves to dig for gold? But you could fly? You got interstellar planet travel?
Right.
Come on, niggas. Come on. Get it together, niggas. So the astral world is actually is a part of the illusion. You get what I'm saying? So when you astral traveling, but since it's a lighter world and it's the realm of thought, remember, Yarlabroth rests his head there and nothing precedes a thought, your thought is actually locked up in the third dimension, which is your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is locked there. Your conscious mind is what you're using down here. But what did they tell you in the Matrix? Free your mind.
That's right.
And if you thinking that, I'm freeing myself from my job. I'm freeing myself from paying rent. That's some Johnny come lately shit. You're going to die with the dumb shit that you think. So I want to save this place and be back down here on a do-over. And this time you may not be so lucky. You may be given hand jobs at a fucking truck stop in the next lifetime because you're going to get that brain that's going to push your subconscious mind back. You get what I'm saying? So the idea is to come into your right mind, understand about the underworld, which is the astral world, and how to get out of that, the what, and find your soul, to get on that soul train. You get what I'm saying? So that's the point. Okay. But now, the good news, niggers, without scaring you, the mere fact that you're conscious and you know better, you guys, I don't think you would have a problem. You won't get stuck. Most people get stuck are the ones who are holding on. Oh,
that's
Obama,
true.
And my daughter's going to graduate, and I want to be. Just the mere fact you're like, I don't even want to be here, is another way of saying you ain't going to fall from the mind tricks. That's number one. And they also say you need to know these seven keys to get through this gate. Well, that seven keys is nothing but the seven chakras.
You get what I'm saying? Right.
Become the 13, understanding. That's why I said it's very, I don't want to go as far as to say it's dangerous, because it's true when motherfuckers, Scorpio's moon is in Aries, which means I'm going to get a lot of energy. You sound like a fucking slave. You can't run your life, so the zodiac tells you no. The idea is Jesus becomes a disciple who disciplines those 12 to become the 13. That's the Christ energy, is a 13 frequency. Your humanity is a Taurus or a Pisces, but you, what is inside, if you subscribe to that, you fucked up.
Right.
You fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You can only do this on Friday because you're a Taurus. You can't be with a Pisces because you're a Taurus. Today is a good day and today is not. That's slavery. That's a cosmic slave for humanity. Mm-hmm. Now, you should study this because the rest of humanity will be, because they don't know no better, so this will guide them. So when Mercury's in retrograde, I don't worry for me. I worry for your ass.
Right.
I don't feel Mercury's in retrograde, so maybe you won't understand me. No, Mercury's in retrograde, so I know I won't understand your ass because it's hard to understand you when it's regular. You get
when
what I'm saying?
When it's not in retrograde.
Right. Well, you need. It's not like I'm saying it's not real, but how much you subscribe to it is another way of saying how much you submit to something outside of you. And remember, as I pointed out in the beginning of the show, we have a problem with our old religious motif. And that a part of our religious motif is passing the responsibility to something else. Jesus Christ will come and save me, or since Taurus is in conjunct with Pisces, I'm supposed to act like that. Think about that for a while. Think about that for a while and think about the ridiculousness of it. Yeah, the ancients studied it not so they could celebrate it, so they could decode the prison that we were in to say, okay, this is what's happening. This is the influence. We have to overcome it or discipline it. Discipline our urges. And then these things will become a disciple. Oh, yeah. the 12 disciples. Why? Because I'm Christ.
Mm-hmm.
As King Kiefer said, check. You know what I'm saying? Check. Or, hallelujah, same shit. You know what I'm saying? Same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the point is that you're supposed to be going beyond this. If you're calling yourself God, you understand that's the goal. A God is not human. And are you saying that Taurus is more of a God than you are? So therefore you get to listen? Huh? Is that what we're saying here? Scorpio runs you? Is that what we're saying? Or are we saying is, I get it. If I'm dealing with human situations and human thought,
right,
motherfucking right, because Scorpio's still a cosmic being, and it has influence over this matrix. But if I'm going
right
beyond this matrix, guess what? I can't subscribe to it. Fuck if I'm going to, want to, or have to. I can't. Even let's
right
pretend I have to. I'm going to be the nigga going, I ain't going to do it. So in other words, you had to fucking pick up that cotton. But every chance
mm-hmm
I got, I'm sure if I was out there, every chance I got, I'd be shitting the fuck now. You know what I'm saying? I know
right
we got to do this shit, but that nigga ain't around right now. I know we got to do this shit, but we need to pace ourselves. You the nigga out there going, but Scorpio's in conjunct with Mercury, bailing the fucking hay. We had a name for that. This shit was called House Nigga. House Nigga. You know what I'm saying? House Nigga. So, not saying it's not true, and with certain people who remember that shit to spew that shit off, you know, it seems real smart at a party. Oh, well, you need to expect that. Percy's is in Aries rising, so that's why that nigga fucking stabbed that nigga at the club. Like, fuck out of here with this old lame-ass human shit. You know what I'm saying? Human-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's your choice. It's not like I'm saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's absolutely right.
Right.
So what are you making up your? What are you making your mind up to be? Is what we're talking
mm-hmm
about. I'm trying to go
right
beyond that shit. And at the
yeah
very least,
so
like I said, my book of Bible stories will tell you what that's all about. Jesus Christ had 12 disciples.
Yeah.
Abraham was the father of what? 12 tribes, nigga.
That's
12
right
tribes, nigga. And Abraham ain't nothing but Brahma. You get what I'm saying? All that
mm-hmm
shit is up under them. If you get up, it's a choice. You either get up under
mm-hmm
it, you either get up under it, or you get over it. So you can't have it both ways. You can't be Goddess Mayat.
Right.
You can't be Goddess Mayat, Scorpio. Goddess Mayat, Leo. You factoring in now. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Because if we down at the Red Lobster, panic is a motherfucking Taurus. You know what I'm saying? Get my shit now. You know what I'm saying? Hurry up, bitch. I hope the biscuits is right and all of that. You know what I'm saying? But we doing this work, I'm not a Taurus anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a Taurus anymore. You know what I'm saying? I am that I am. You get what I'm saying? And all of that. So the great revelation now is we need to start paying attention to our emotions in the dream to
yeah
understand what our chakras are telling us, because that is how we are going to release the baggage.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
yeah
how we're going to release the baggage, by understanding the chakras, and you need to be free. In this day and time, you need to be free to get into the cusp, get into the groove, Stella, of what's going on with this new shift. This new shift, you can't bring old shit into it. You can't bring the golden calf in.
That's true.
This new shift is on. And like I said, the chakra revelation came because C. Freemanel has been coming through broadcast. That's why the chakra package is on time right now. That's why, and soon as you should hear the chakra class. Some of this shit, I can't even go. It's too long to go through in class. So I've taped it, and I have to give niggas tapes of shit to study. That's because the chakra thing, he's showing the importance of this ladder. Not the importance of the chakras, but the importance
right
to walk past them motherfuckers at this point. So you motherfuckers in the chat room, you are on the cutting edge of information. And you niggas who are downloading this tomorrow, don't worry, you're safe too. This is the breakthrough. You get what I'm saying? This is the breakthrough. You get what I'm saying? That we need to understand. We're going to have to get rid of our baggage, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to tell me what it is, but you damn sure better know what
right.
it is for yourself. You know
gotta know. Gotta
you
know.
Better know what it is for yourself. So you can say, Calypso, I release you. And then
mm-hmm.
when you get in your heart, you can heal yourself as the wounded child. You need to lay hands like Jesus, where you can say, I forgive myself for not
mm-hmm.
doing that. I forgive myself for doing that. I only did that because I was trained to do it or didn't get that. What makes me worse than any other motherfucker walking around here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or what makes
right.
me better than anybody? I am nothing but a goddamn grain of sand on a lonely beach called Earth.
Mm.
Then you humble yourself. You become nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Get what I'm saying? To become something. And becoming mm. nothing is what I think I am as panic. Panic don't exist. You get what I'm saying? He exists
right.
for you on Blog Talk. He exists
right.
for me when we going down to the Kroger and I'm buying low-carb bread and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm
right.
having fun in the Halloween store. That's where he exists.
That's it.
He's just another lonely grain of sand on his beach. We need to stop thinking we all fucking somebody came back to save black people. You know what I'm saying? When the only true
yeah.
way is to save your goddamn self. You know what I'm saying?
Save
yourself. The best thing you could do is empower people to have their own power.
Yeah.
If no one's talking empowerment to you or how to empower yourself or whatever
right.
they can do, if they're so high and mighty, if they're not willing to share that with you, then
right.
guess what? They're trying to abuse you and pimp you. You know what I'm saying? They're playing
yeah.
a game with you. Because ain't nobody came from nowhere but a vagina just like you.
Yeah.
If I drop down on no fucking meteorite with something, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is all our thought from one subconscious
okay.
thing. I'm only doing what I came to do. Glad that you're here. Glad that you can enjoy it. But believe you
yeah.
me. There's nothing stopping you from becoming whatever it is you need to become. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
The motherfuckers ain't talking to you like that. You know what I'm saying? They jerking your fucking
that's
chain.
That's right.
Stop looking for niggas' personalities. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll be the first one to say it's not personal with you. Look for what they offer
right.
you. Look for what someone's offering. If they're there in that forum, look for what they're offering and look for the genuineness in how they in what you can check, fact check. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What you can see
right.
for yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're confused if you think it's about courtesy. I will never create a fake personality that gets along
right.
with everybody. That is just not
right.
a reality. No more reality than you getting on. You need to tell me, do you get along with every fucking body you meet? So how
for
the fuck
real.
Do you
that
even
is
expect?
Just crazy.
Right. It doesn't even make no sense. No one, see, that's what I said earlier. Nobody puts practical thought to this. They put it in
right.
this another divine compartment. If you just
mm-hmm.
only don't lose yourself and just think how you would think when this information
okay.
comes in, you'll be in a whole different place. See,
okay.
that's one of the things I got from Bobby. Don't fucking become something.
Right.
Take this information and balance it with your own fucking thoughts. How would
mm-hmm.
you react? What would you do? How do you feel about that? Not how this shit is supposed to, how you're supposed to feel based upon what you thought Noble Drew Ali would do.
Right.
You know what I'm feel how you would feel. You know what I'm saying? Because he did how he would feel. He didn't think about how your ass was feeling. You know what I'm saying? When he was studying, he think about how your ass was feeling. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How would you feel? So anything that comes to me, I normalize the information by saying, nah, I ain't doing that bullshit. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to drink my own urine. Fuck you. You drink it. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right. You do that.
Or whatever.
That's
whatever
you.
It is. Whatever it is.
Right.
I'm not here to eat. I'm not here to eat that because you ate that. And because somebody
right.
told you we should be eating that because that's the shit to do. Somebody told you we should be eating soy. Guess what, nigga? Surprise. You ain't supposed to be eating that shit neither.
That's right.
But you know what I'm saying? Surprise. But 5 minutes ago, you would have swore to that shit. That fucking Haile Selassie Jah Almighty was eating that. And that's why you eat it. You know what I'm saying? You know I ain't lying. You know I ain't lying. When we was in Lemuria, we used to eat that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, son. Come on, son. You know what I'm saying? So long story short with all of that, quite simply, is you need to be able to make up your own mind. You need to be able to retain some form of your essence. Because
yeah.
remember, you the one who came
oh.
here. I'm living my essence. I'm living with my the urges that were in my mind. Mm-hmm. I study. I never forget the reason why I picked up this book in the first place, because it came from my mind. Not how to act with you, not how to talk to you, not how to be your friend, not how to call you goddess. Those things are very nice if we was going to the sock hop, but we're not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to date you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Going to an old-fashioned jump up on a drive-in. Like, you you Pinky and I'm the Fonz. Oh, goddess. That's all nice and sweet talk, but you got to remember that's not what we're here for. I'm here to give it to you straight. You know what I'm saying? And as what's my man in here? I seen him point it out. He was talking to a tragedy, intelligent hoodlum. And he was talking to tragedy, intelligent hoodlum. Tragedy, and he said, I don't even remember it. Tragedy said, I was so corrupt, as the fuck. He said it in the room early. He said, I used to fuck niggas up with books in my hand. I don't even remember that shit. But Trad is like a little brother. Is that Reese's Pieces? Is that my sister? Or is that somebody else? Because she calls herself that, too. I wonder. Well, anyway. So Trad would say, I can't remember. The brother was in the room earlier. I meant to talk about it earlier. But, that is Reese. You was listening the whole time? Oh, good. I hope she heard some scientificals tonight. Reese. My sister, that's rare, you know what I'm saying? My sister's in the room, just chilling.
Yeah.
Listening. Good old Reese. She know too much shit about me for me to even say some shit about her, you know what I'm saying? I remember this nigga used to do Glad Reese K. I put it up on my other Facebook, so that's what Reese might come in slipping up into now. Good old Reese. Now I'm gonna say everything nice tonight. Reese get up at that one point, y'all will know some shit. You know what I'm saying? Reese. So he said how trash, he's like a little brother. But yeah, Larry used to punch niggas in their face and have books in his hand. Like, that's the weirdest shit ever. I don't even remember that shit, but motherfuckers remember the weirdest shit. You know what I mean?
Of course, always, yeah. Yeah.
So, but what, like I said, the most important thing, and I know we're going to do the official close down, but the most important thing I would say is you're on this ever quest to remain yourself. The reason you became conscious is because something in you urged you to find this light. And if you could hold on to that urge, because that's you in your purest form. Remember, they said that shit in Purple Rain, the kid's in rare form tonight. So you're in rare form if you can hold on to that urge, and that's really you being true to your true self. Say, I learned this for that. Because most people get into it and say, I learned it for this, I learned it for that, I learned it for that. But then when they start meeting other motherfuckers, they become some other shit.
Something else.
Something else, some fancy pants, over manicured rendition of themselves. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking niggas supposed to walk around with a goddamn top hat and ducktails and all this rest of this shit based upon how they're speaking. And it's all unnecessary. You're supposed to remember why you wanted this in the first place and ever expand on that, because that is the purest reason. That is the most agendaless reason you are there. You do this without agenda. And that is the purest reason you're there. And you must say that. So, again, let me point out, the master revealing is you need to deal with the emotions and dreams, start writing them down, and start dealing with your chakras based upon that, because it's time to release baggage. Your childhood baggage cannot come with you in this new realm.
Let it go.
Let it go. And we're coming up on one in the overtime. And remember, panicpack@hotmail.com to check out my classes. You want to do that. That's some shit you want in your life. And in fact, I go very easy on the price from what I could be getting. So just because I'm dedicated to giving out information to people because they must know, I'm that special. And panicpack@hotmail.com for herb packs, all your spiritual supplies, baths, spiritual baths, CDs, Ganesha crystals. If you don't know what all of these things are, get an email from me, Hanneman Oil, and I'll send you to the lectures where all of these things were revealed and brought forth and so on and so forth. But what you want to do is get that list. and you want to try to see what's going on with these classes. So thanks again. We'll be back on Sunday.
Yes, yes. We will be back on Sunday, you guys. And, you know, Sunday is football night, so we'll do a late show. It's not going to be really, really late. But, of course, you guys want to be here because we're going to definitely probably continue this talk with Brother Panic and get to some Q&A and do some questions and,
right,
and move into all of that good stuff. A lot of great information here tonight, Panic, as always. It's so good to have you in the house to come by and, you know, just
great
drop knowledge and information, you guys. So lots of things. Again, this is the time, and I think you guys have heard that enough here, to know that it's time. So get those things that you need. Start getting yourself in alignment. There's so much work that you can be doing. And just really, really moving into that energy. Email Brother Panic if you want to get information about any of those magical needs, things to empower you to take you to the next level, whether it's classes or any of those things. Classes is really, really the way to go. And I'm very glad, Panic, you're doing classes as well, too. I've done two classes. We'll be having one soon. I haven't got a date for that, but Brother Panic has a class coming up. Those of you who are interested in it, don't wait. You need to email Brother Panic right away at panicpack@hotmail.com so we can get into that. Now, for the rest of you who will be listening to the show or not, download, download, download. Lots of great books here. You need to get that information. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett to get that picture packet. And also with the last sit down from C. Freeman L., plus it comes with a poster, the Rhythm of the Moors, and all of that great stuff to really begin to align your chakras, understand them more, and more about what you heard here tonight from Brother Panic. So Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055. And, of course, me, Miss Blue, you know how to reach out to me as well. I want to say this, though, as we're closing, you know, Brother Panic talked a lot about the herb packs, and I don't think there's a person out there that I haven't connected with in reading, you guys have not chatted with me on Facebook, that haven't talked about getting your herb packs. And, you know, I always could be able to relate to what he was saying, because you guys patiently wait for your readings because you know it comes in divine time. And that's the same way with the herb packs. So sometimes you guys even come to me and say, hey, look, I ordered an herb pack, I ordered this, and I didn't get it yet. You got to remember that at this point, we're almost reaching 2 million listeners on the remix. So a lot of times there are some people, and you guys have bear witness to this in the chat room, that it's your first time catching the show live. Most of the people around the world have to download the show just because of the different place they live in or the different continent they live in. So you guys, for the patience. But now I can get in that line because you guys are very patient for the reading because you know that that's spiritual and everything, but everything is. So I want you guys to think of that. But now I have to tell you this with the oracle cards, all of this, the herb packs, the oracle cards, anything, these things are not being made and sitting in the corner waiting for you to buy it. It's not Barnes and Noble.
I'm glad you said that. Before I forget, this shit is spiritual. These herb packs I put together are spiritual. I don't even put them together if I'm in a bad mood.
I don't put them together
in the context of being rushed. This shit is spiritual, dog. You know what I'm saying? This is not a factory. That's why I keep saying it's not fucking eBay. This is not a factory. I don't have factory workers. This is me putting my hands in this shit. This is me mixing this together, packing this shit. You get what I'm saying? All of this shit for you. So the patience is what I need, or don't buy. It's not like I'm saying buy it, then I ask for your patience. I'm saying, look, if you cannot wait, you know what I'm saying, then I can't extend myself this way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't extend myself where I'm going to be frustrated sending this shit to you. Because if I'm frustrated because of you, there's at least 20 other people who I'm packing their shit. So now they get the stuff up because they were patient. So don't get into something you can't. Most people who ask, if they inquire, they want to make sure their payment went through and all that. Yeah, that's fine. I'm not saying don't inquire. You made a payment. But you know, you don't get to put the pressure on me. And we've seen how that turned out. You get your money back and go, what happened? Now you waited for a couple of weeks and nothing happened.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, I'm glad, Ms. Lou, I'm sorry to cut you up, Ms. Lou, I'm glad
no,
you
no,
said
no.
that.
Yeah, because it is. It really is all spiritual work. And, you know, and I'm sure that many others who do this, but I feel very comfortable speaking for that for Brother Panic, and now even myself, and definitely the work that I do. Of course, we know the readings are spiritual and all of that, but everything else is as well, too. The other thing is also the oracle cards. They mm-hmm. are only made per the request. Very spiritual. So we got flooded with orders. I don't know what happened when I left. You guys just kind of everybody. Well, I did kind of put out the call to say I wanted everybody to have one of the oracle decks, and you guys did answer that. So it is taking a little longer to get these decks out to everyone. But I can assure you, whether it's herb packs, whether it's the deck or any of those things, it is spiritual and it's only for you. We don't do these things just sitting there waiting for everybody to just come. It doesn't work that way. It really is spiritually moved, and these things are spiritually kind of spent. And so trust your spirit on that. Trust that same spirit. And I just want to thank you guys ahead of time for that patience with that and recognizing it, because you guys have that patience in the reading. And so I love that as well, too. And I
yeah, for the most part, yeah, let me say that. For the most part, a lot of people are real patient. They'll email me and they'll say, don't worry about the time. So there's still that, too. You know, but one bad apple can spoil a whole bunch for, you know, at least on this level.
Maybe so don't do that, you guys.
Well, it's not necessary. It's not necessary, because even as a regular human, I will leave no stone unturned to make sure you get what you pay. You need to get rid of this time frame that you have, like your online buying. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But you need to understand, even as a regular human, I'm saying, I'm not going to just take your money and, you know, after 3 years, take your fucking $30. You become that dude. You know what I'm saying? You know, aha, I finally did it. I got you. So, like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Let's not get crazy. Just ask normal and I deal with you normal. Be a little bit more sophisticated sometimes, and it comes back a little bit more sophisticated. I said, at the end of the day, everybody's getting nerd packs. Who, if you pay, and some who have not paid, they still get blessed, because ain't nothing but some herbs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't nothing but, I wonder if Reese was here the whole time. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's in the audience. So you guys, Sunday night, Brother Panic is definitely coming back. It's really been a great. Hold on a second. I got to do something. And I don't understand why that didn't work, but let's try it again. Yep, and Reese was here the whole time.
Oh, wow. I didn't see her.
Lucid dreams, chakras, all of that.
is another funny shit is, y'all be all panicked. That was deep. She'd be like, yeah, that was regular. What I got to do?
She said the whole time.
Yeah, she said lucid dreams, chakras, all that. Uh-huh. Yeah, she don't even take me serious. You know? She's saying too much stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody can call
you. You know,
when
you was young, like, you used to wear, like,
you know,
three pairs of socks. Yeah, you know, you used to wear, like, three pairs of socks. Your feet stink. So she remember all that shit. Oh, yeah. She's not washing correctly. So that shit don't even be serious for her. Like, I don't even know how serious it'd be for my mom until I started giving out them fucking flyers. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, all I would do is just be home, you know, and talk on the show and just be home. When I started meeting motherfucking conscious niggas, that's what I was like, oh, that's a fire. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Like, motherfuckers was doing all sorts of shit, like, I'm like, really? You know, I don't even take my... anybody knows me, I do not take myself seriously. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
I don't.
Whatever. Either. Whatever. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers take me a little bit more serious than I take myself. Like, I think I told this story. Motherfuckers just ignore me. I went to this store. I ain't going to say so y'all might know the name. And, yes, I laid some flyers here. Yeah, motherfucker, in the corner. I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas supposed to be holistic in here. And then the same person We were at some African street fair. I'm giving out flyers. I already got this. Be gone, bitch. I'm like, oh, okay. And then at the event, I didn't know you were Brother Panic. Oh, my God. I'm like, for real? I'm like, come on now. And then I went to another spot, seen her again. She didn't remember me. Hey, motherfucker. And I remember her name. Hey, what's up, sister such and such? Yeah, motherfucker. I'm like, God damn. What's this shit all about? Like, all that Mayotte shit y'all talking about. I've seen some amazing shit just off the strength of if I wanted to be corrupt, shit, I'll say the name Brother Panic, doors will open and shit. I'll be talking to that nigga for about, you know what I'm saying, 8 minutes. Yeah, what's your name here, Panic? Brother Panic? Oh, shit, kiddo! This is the famous line. I'm Remix fam. That's like a gang, you know what I'm saying? That's like some gangbang shit, you know what I'm saying? They throw for R and shit, Remix fam, or RF. I'm like, oh, for real? Okay, dog, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, what's up with Miss Blue? That's the next shit. Because Miss Blue was saying this. Miss Blue, I said, the way they talk about Miss Blue, no wonder they wait for her fucking readings, you know what I'm saying? No wonder they're like, oh, Miss Blue, and Miss Blue, and Miss Blue, and Miss Blue. Oh, that Miss Blue. I'm like, shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to Miss Blue when the remix is off. Miss Blue's vicious. Y'all think she's cute. Oh, Miss Blue, y'all cross her the wrong way. Oh, shit. Uh-uh. I told you, when they ain't having goddamn teriyaki bowl. They ran out of rice for them teriyaki bowls when I was on the phone. Yeah, okay. Y'all think I be cursing. Pat, you curse too much. Yeah, okay. Let Miss Blue get on some motherfucker shit. She was on the phone one time. This nigga was on the other line. We was on the phone. This nigga said something. She said to me, okay, after I finish this girl's hair, I'm going to break this nigga off something from his childhood. God damn, that was scary. Nigga ain't never called no more. That bullshit. Y'all fucking, yeah, yeah, this blues are, y'all got the personality, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they know sometimes.
It's coming out now. She's been around my ass a little bit, but don't think I did that. That's all I'm saying. Don't think I did that. She was on that page. Like, the third time I talked to, like, the, like, you know, after the remix and you called, you set up the show, she's doing that voice. The fourth time after we got called, I'm like, who is you, nigga? You know what I'm saying? It was regular talk. You know what I'm saying? Look at this here, motherfucker. This nigga ain't got shit. Oh, this nigga. Her line, I still say this to this day. Oh, this nigga must be smelling his own ass right now. That's my line right now. This nigga smelling his ass. That's a blue. Y'all play around with her. Y'all better stay on her damn good side. Talking that bullshit. Calling up and acting like. Somebody sent me an email. Brace yourself, nigga. Like, somebody sent me an email. Was like, I want this from you because Miss Blue seems like she's very nice. I said, I think you missed the fucking point. You get what I'm saying? You fuck around with Blue, know what I'm saying? You have a fucking aneurysm before the night is over. Play. All to the sound of la 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 aneurysm. La 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 la. You can't move on your left side. The remix. Yeah, I think I'm playing. I'm scared of her ass. Some
they have panic. You know, honestly, I will say they have really, really seen it. You know, I often tell the joke. They have seen it more this year. I will say more of this year because I am about embracing the whole me. And sometimes they really need Miss Blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that really just comes out. And so, you know, I believe in, hey, that's how you want to get. You know, sometimes they come at me hard. A sister got to kind of know how to stand her own. If I didn't, hell, they'd be done ran over me.
You can't hide that shit forever. Had to come out. Well, this. Well, I'll just say this. That was always there. They have.
Yeah,
if y'all ever whisper,
but
she must have been around to panic too much. But that's this is my online personality. You talk to me on the phone. Oh, you're a sweet guy, Panic. I just never knew. Yeah, you're so easygoing.
Jay Good said I backhand him twice.
Yeah. Who got backhand?
Jay Wood.
Said
I backhand him twice.
That shit hurt too, didn't it? Let me answer this person. Somebody's new in here.
Okay.
I just seen their name. It'll be very quick. She asked, why do I call myself Panic? Now, everybody who knows me understands it. It's nothing scientific. It's nothing deep. It was just a childhood name that held on. Later on, as I became conscious, the name Panic is actually means the cry of Pan, the god Pan. So I went to study the god Pan, which is basically the pineal gland, intelligence, nature god. I can go through a long list of these things, connected to Baphomet and all these things. And in the mythology or the energy reflected who I was before I titled myself whatever. The word panic means the cry of Pan. So that's why Pan represents the pineal. In the book, William Henry, Stargate, the Dimension of the Blessed, Starseeds, Dimension of the Blessed, he talks about, there's an old Egyptian story out of the waters of Noon, which are the primal waters of chaos or melanin, becomes this mound, which becomes the first manifestation of matter, and the god who ruled it was the god Pn, pineal or Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you watch Pan's Labyrinth, the labyrinth represents the synaptic nerves in your brain. The pineal gland represents the gateway in your brain, or the brain up under the brain, which represents panic or pine, Pan, which panic represents the voice of Pan. So that's why you'll hear things naturally, like I'll come up with an invention called the herb pack for the pineal. That's in a Pan energy. So that's why it's working the way it's working, and it's working in the system that is working. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It will not work if I become a factory. It will not work. Y'all will just be getting a bunch of shit that you can season your salad with. You get what I'm saying? This shit is done in an energy scheme, and it is what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the name Panic was just a childhood name I picked up for graffiti, which later on just stuck. Had no significance, but turns out it does have a spiritual significance, and it lined up with everything. So one of my energies in this incarnation is the god Pan. Now, now I've said this plenty
of
times.
One of them.
One of them. That's just what's happening now. Just to accomplish what I'm doing now, that's just that. Now, you can also email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, and ask for links. And we'll be able to, I'll just give you for free a whole bunch of links to things I've done in the past. When Blue says download, 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 what she's talking about is you can go to her channel, blogtalkradio.com, The Remix, and download over 5 to 6 years of shows that not just me, many scholars have come on her show to drop science. You get what I'm saying? To drop science. So that's what that means, love and light, who just has gotten here. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, and there's plenty of people who has a lot to offer. But if you're truly new to this, I would say listen to the things, especially some of the things you say tonight, because the mentality, who needs a PDF? Oh, that's why you got smacked that time. Oh, I remember that smack. I remember that PDF smack. Oh, I remember that PDF smack. Okay. I see that. I remember that PDF smack. Your mentality towards this information, depending on how serious you are, is the key. You know what I'm saying? Is the key. Most people try to get into this type of information with their own agenda, to only pick up on something that they already believe in or something they already know. The idea here is to forget what it is you think you know and become an empty slate or vessel to absorb. Your daily life, you're going to still argue with your brothers and sisters. You're still going to get on everybody's fucking nerve. That's not what you're trying to improve. You're not trying to become a better human.
Right.
You're trying to go beyond humanity. Beyond humanity, which means you to go beyond humanity, you have to release humanity or leave humanity where it belongs. Humanity belongs at Thanksgiving. Humanity belongs on visits, vacations, tater taves. But in your study, in your study, you know what I'm saying? In your study,
right.
You have to be a blank slate and be willing to go wherever the information takes you, because that's another way of saying you trust in your own subconscious mind to lead you. I'm saying to lead you.
Okay.
And that's basically what we're doing here. You're being led around. You're not trying to improve where other people get to say, hey, man, that panic, he's really come a long way, buddy. You know, I remember there was a time he was slinging and banging, but now look at him. Those are some smart, complicated shoes
right.
he's wearing. You know what I mean? I give a fuck. I could give a fuck about that back
right.
then. Give a fuck about it now. I remember talking to Reese in the 80s. She said, one thing about you, you always did what the fuck you wanted to do. I was like, really? Like, she's like, oh, this should get me sick. You did what the fuck you wanted to do. I'm like, I just never noticed that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, Trad said, this nigga said, yo, this nigga used to punch niggas in the face and have books in his hand. I'm like, I don't even remember that shit. Then there's a lot of shit that I don't remember. Trad's sister fucking broke my top back in the days. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
When I seen out here in Atlanta, I was like, yo, you owe me a top. But she bought me a top. You know what I'm saying? An old school top. I was like, oh, you really bought me a top, son? You redeemed. What you want to come over for? You coming over for cookouts and shit? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm cooking out. Just come on over, get a plate. You bought me a top, nigga. You fuck around with them little chakras. You think you shit is gone. And it was so devastating because they were younger than us. And I already had one fucking sister to put up with. So I remember coming home, trying to babysit her, and Trad's sister was sleeping in my mother's room. I'm like, oh, shit, we got another one of these motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? I'm not even into this one that's in the same room with me. And so I remember really feeling like she was invaded. So when they got up, my mother was like, well, let her play with your toys. I'm like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Give her your top. She's smashing on my goddamn top. Fucked up my top don't spin right no more. You know what I'm saying? That shit was something that was gone. I seen her on Facebook and was like, you fucked up my top. You sure? She's like, what top, motherfucker? I don't even remember your ass. I remember the concept of you. Oh, yeah, I remember you as Missy Vaughn's son. But, yeah, that's it. I'm like, motherfucker, my top. And word is born. She found some shit on eBay in Germany. Got me an old school top. She came over like, can I go? He's like, oh, can I play with it? I was like, no. But you know, I don't want to get too personal. Her mom's who made the transition came through. It was like, put that top there's a certain spirit and I can help her. Well, La Santita Mama Huete. So I put it up on my altar near La Santita Mama Huete. Boom. I didn't tell her, but certain shit in her life is getting better for her. You know what I'm saying? You know, you come from the hood, things are serious. So it didn't become selfish. I just put it on that altar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She helped me to help her. Each one teach one, as the Africans
each one
say.
Teach one.
As the old Africans say on Facebook status messages, each one teach one, as the old status message proverbs on Facebook say. So,
somebody,
real interesting.
Yeah, somebody asked who was older, you or your sister. I said, panic is older in human years.
Right. But you, you can't tell her that shit. You know what I'm saying? She's a year younger, so
yeah,
it ain't
that's
like,
why I said,
it ain't like
years.
Sit down and shut up. That ain't never happened. You know what I'm saying? Go over there. You know what I'm saying? Bring me some coffee. I had to con her ass.
We know who the oldest is, Reese. We know who the real older sister is.
You know what I'm saying? See, she did an Akashic record on Reese. This shit was so on point. That was crazy. But shit, I had to con Reese in the shit. You know what I'm saying? Still, don't listen now. No, you really con her for like TV time and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Wednesday. Remember that shit, Reese? Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's my day. Which left out Saturday. So by the time we got to Friday, Saturday I'll be on some. Now we've been supposed to switch this week. You know what I'm saying? Just to get back in my cartoon game.
Right.
And the only
just
fucking
so you can
cartoon.
Get it.
Only cartoon that she fucking, no, the only shit she liked was fucking Land of the Lost, like weird shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm
I like Land of the Lost. That was my
well, you and her would have hung the fuck together. I was, that shit's too creepy, you know what I'm saying? Turns out that shit
Land
got the original Land of the Lost, watch that shit now. That shit got straight Sumerian mythology.
Jay would say, what the hell is Land of the Lost?
Young niggas. They made a whole fucking movie with it now.
Yes.
You
y'all don't know what Land of the Lost
Land of the Lost was off the hook. It was whack back then, but the science of it, the sleaze stacks, they had the straight reptilian people. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
They sure
I know how y'all like reptilian niggas.
All of y'all who like reptilians, go watch the Land of the Lost.
Go watch the Land of the Lost. You know what I'm saying? And,
not Lost in Space. Land of
no,
the Lost.
But Lost in the Space.
Lost in Space, which was good too, but no, Land of the Lost.
I got me a Robbie robot right now. Hold on, let me open my robot. Where he at? He right here. Yeah, he's talking. Warning, Will, it does not compute.
Oh, you are too much, Panic. You do
but
not
Reese,
have that.
Reese was easy. Reese was easy to fool. But once she found out her ass was fooled, it was over. You know what I'm saying? She's real easy going. I probably was hustling for nothing. But once she found out I was on my spine, that's when it was over. Oh, fuck
it was
that.
Over.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like
you know,
my brother's carrying me in the same spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember like she had a summer job. You know, I had a summer job. Reese, let me get $5. $5? $5? $5. Damn, you just get $5. $5? $5. $5. I'm like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She wants that $5. She just do the same shit. Like, she'll get them Italian ices. Flip the shit upside down. She'll flip it upside down first to get the sticky
and
part.
Scrape it, yeah, the sticky, the nut with the wooden spoons.
Oh, yeah, just put it upside down. So she's crazy. She's putting nailators in the oven. Don't you? Because every once in a while when you buy nailators, you get
oven?
A chewy nailator. And she was trying to figure out the science of the chewy nailator. So where you born, she used to go to the store. You know they have the nailators in the back. So she used to pick up all the nailators. Feel them shits up, see which one was soft, right? Be like one soft. She said, I got this shit. You got to put this shit in the oven. You know what I'm saying? Boom, she used to put her nailers in the oven. It'd be like just chewing on nailers. Like, see, this is that's too much work for a nailer. You know what I'm saying? Always had fucking candy after lunch. You know what I'm saying? You know how, like, when you go to lunch, you know what I'm saying? You get to go to the store, come back. I ain't never had shit. She always had sunflower seeds, candy. That's yo, Reese, let me get a candy. Nope.
Damn,
what does this hate come from? Nope.
We have 47 seconds, you guys. I just want to say, great show. Much love to you guys out there. Download. Brother Panic's going to be back Sunday night. We're going to continue to talk about chakras, programming them, emotions, dreams, all of this great stuff. And now later in the oven. And more stuff, taking your questions and all of those things too. So download. If you like the show, like it over on Facebook. If you love it, and leave a comment. And we'll just go from there. We're probably going to try to see how far we can go in the after hours, but we'll definitely, Brother Panic, will be back Sunday night. So much love, one spirit, and peace and love to you guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here as we are just enjoying ourselves and just having a great time. It's always good to have you in the forum, Brother Panic, and have you here to do what you do. Everybody, panicpack@hotmail.com. This is the time for you to get in and get all of those things that you need to get yourself lined up. Plus, it'll show the rest of the world and your family and friends, even those on Facebook, that you're not scared of 2013.
I ain't nothing to be scared of. And I just want to point out, Y'all missing one subtle point about this candy shit y'all laying. Her name is Reese's Pieces right now. You know what I'm saying? We could just.
Right.
She was named after fucking candy. Oh my God. So y'all missing a subtle decoding point. Chico Sticks.
Candy lady.
Yeah, she's definitely the candy lady. She used to have a bag of that shit. But then she had a son, he ain't get none.
He ain't getting no
kids. Cut that. All right, how could you even do that? Like, word born. But I used to babysit. Oh, my God. Word born. I bought this. There was some liquid shit in this jar. And this is like you squeeze it. I bought this shit. He's in a park. Word born. I said, all right, come on. Like, your mother ain't looking. I just squeezed this shit in his mouth. This nigga just started shaking. Oh. This nigga just wowing on a slide and all this shit. He just run back up the stairs, just open his mouth. He wouldn't even say nothing. Just kept squeezing this shit in his mouth. He started them little baby teeth. He ain't get no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't know. You know what I'm saying? She's a corrupt shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I was like, nah, Reese ain't going to eat all that goddamn candy. And you get denied, you know what I'm saying? She had candy scientists heating up Chico Sticks and all this kind of shit.
Oh, she was doing the most.
Charleston, yeah, freezing Charleston chews. You know what I'm saying? You got to crack it there. And this, and then we'll explain this shit to you. When you eat it, you got to suck this part off first, then you bite. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? Who knew all of that about a Snickers?
Who knew that about Snickers?
Right, like, you got to do that, you cut it up, you know what I'm saying? All the rest of this shit, I'm like, potato chips, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, how are you getting this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got the same money as you, and how are you getting this? I'm always crunchy cheese doodles, you know what I'm saying? And then explain the snack to you. All right, after you eat the crunchy cheese doodle, this cheese left at the bottom. That's the best part. Like, what? And I swear to you, I'm not lying about none of this shit or exaggerating. And, like, every once in a while, you get this cheese ball. She's like, oh, I got a cheese ball. It'll just be pure cheese, you know what I'm saying, on the crunchy cheese doodles.
She must not be on the phone.
Yeah.
Reese?
It says she's
she don't know. She don't know.
She knows it's real. She knows that I ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? You know I ain't lying. She was candy girl, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you could count on her for, like, stability. Like, when we be all fucked up trying to get high, well, we need a dog. We need to, all right, where's Reese at? Check Reese. I'm like, Reese ain't going to give it to me, kid. Well, if I ask Reese, yo, Reese is your godbrother. Your godbrother. We should stink off a dollar, like, every moment of passing you that dollar, all right, like pouting, you know what I'm saying? Every moment of passing you the dollar, I'm going to give it back, you know what I'm saying? Because you know you cut into our icy money, you know what I'm saying? Big blow money. She took me to, like, Manhattan. She was like, yo, there's a whole store, two floors dedicated to candy. Let's just go. I was like, what? It's got all the old school candies, you know what I'm saying? It's got all the throwback snacks, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah.
Just imagine, Tootsie Rolls in that flavor, nigga. We got to go. We went to this whole store for that. A whole fucking store. You know what I'm saying? It's serious, you know what I'm saying?
Candy, candy, candy. Well, listen, you guys. We're going to get out of here for the panic. Rest of the Remix family, we're going to do it Sunday night. See you guys then. Until then, download, download, download. Don't forget to download. Don't forget to email Brother Panic. Don't forget to email me. Don't forget to email yourself and do all those great things you got to do. And we'll be back Sunday night.
Sunday night. Panic Pack at Hotmail.com. Get it together, Slick. You want to get in these classes.
Get it.
Good. Questions for Blue.
That's it. Get your readings. This is a great time to get lined up for your readings. The question for Blue and just more things to come. I know you guys have
constantly been emailing know they're in divine time. And, yeah, just some great things. I've actually been posting some more stuff about the Akashic Record reading on Facebook, and I'll post some more. And I'm sure that we'll get into some more stuff. So questionsforblue@gmail.com. Get your decks, because that's going to help to keep you current. Exercise all of those things that you need to, and just really help you with tools to empower yourself. But we're going to get out of here, you guys. Peace and love. Great chair, as always, Panic. And
yes,
the rest
Jesus,
of the Remix family. And, yeah. See you guys Sunday night. Peace and love, everyone. Peace.
Peace, almighties.
Peace. Much love, warm spirit. Peace, you guys. Sunday night. Download.